Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of Tiltcast, episode 108, Never Close Your Eyes.
And we're going to talk about candidates for Game of the Year, Halo 4, Dishonored, and Assassin's Creed 3.
Not to mention a whole bunch of other shit. Stay tuned.
Let's tell you, motherfuckers. Woo! And welcome back to another episode of the Tiltcast. Hey, it's Justin, I'm back. And we've been gone for I've been gone for 2 weeks, but you guys have been gone 1 week. And now we kind of have a whole different set of group of people. So I'm going to start with, over across from me is Trent.
Hi.
And with the blue hair, we got Holly.
Also Hello. Known as Pussy Clap.
Pussy Clap. No, Boo-Blusionist.
Boo-Blusionist.
We have one of the guys that's worked with us in the past, but never been on the show, Johnny Five.
Hey.
And VicBot's back.
Hey, guys.
So today's going to be interesting. We've got some stuff to talk about. We've got some adventures to talk about, I'm sure. And I'm sure that Victor's going to get reamed on this show. So.
More than he did at night.
For what?
For what?
More than I've been
because
getting reamed
you
the last
been here.
75 days.
We owe you a lot. You've been gone for 2.5 months.
Bring it on.
Bring it on. So, with that in mind, I'm going to start with you last. Trent, what have you been up to?
Start with me last.
Assassin's Creed 3, work.
Work.
You're
always working, we do that.
Yeah, some PC stuff. Video games, picked up Doom 3, BFG, got Counter-Strike Global Offensive as a gift from a friend or lover.
Okay.
Brian. So.
You cheating on me?
Yeah, my best friend's wife. Sorry, my best friend's husband.
Oh wow.
So. Yeah, she never listens to the show, and even if she did, she doesn't know how to fucking type, so she can't find this website. She can't spell Tiltcast, so.
Yeah.
TiltCast.
She doesn't know letters, man. It's all Greek to her.
It's all potato.
Yeah, it's all potato.
There's no .com button on the keyboard.
Yeah, exactly. That's her.
I say, me and you did something really lame on Halloween. I had all sorts of big plans to go out on Halloween, and I found out I had to work.
Yeah.
So we went out and had ice cream.
Oh yeah, no. I was sitting in my room. I was working on something, and
you guys went out to have ice cream.
Well, no.
We didn't have ice cream.
But then what happened was is that it reached probably about almost midnight.
Yeah, and you're like, we need something to eat.
Yeah, walking out of my room. I was like, I'm tired of being an adult, and because I was working on websites, so I was like, I'm tired of being an adult on holidays. I'm going to Sonic, and I'm gonna buy myself a sundae. It's like, do you want one? So we went to fucking Sonic. Yeah. That was our Halloween.
So you guys had a cute little Halloween.
So you're like,
date.
How can we be girls for Halloween?
Yeah.
Let's go get some ice cream again.
Yeah.
And cry on each other's shoulders.
Nah, not really. Just in each other's crotches.
Okay. It's good loot.
Yeah.
Good loot?
Lube.
Lube.
Now, the only loot I've gotten out of his ass is shit stains on my dick.
Oh. So. Works for the time.
Yeah.
You gotta clean it out first.
What did you do?
Not well enough.
A lot of orange juice.
I make poop bombs out of them.
So moving along.
Yeah.
So you don't want us to talk about shit?
Not really.
Feces.
Crap. Not a scat man.
Poop. Not a scat man.
It's a shit abyss.
Anything else aside from that?
Not really. That's pretty much it.
Right on. Holly, did you do anything interesting?
Working, drinking, and Minecraft.
Yeah. Well, did you go as Cortana or no? Or
I wasn't able to go as Cortana because I couldn't get the liquid latex.
Right.
I did go as Ramona Flowers, though. I did that on Wednesday whenever I went out to the bar. And then on
How
Saturday,
many people figured out it was Ramona Flowers?
On Wednesday, no one.
No one?
But everyone on Saturday knew who I was.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
So did you have fun doing that?
I did.
Good.
Yep, it was just simple. I mean, the only thing that I really did was dye my hair, and I wore blue tights.
Gotcha.
Yep.
I guess it's an easy costume.
It was.
You just act like a cold bitch the entire time?
No, I just acted like myself, so yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Basically.
So what's up with Johnny?
Speaking of crafts, I've been playing Warcraft.
Yeah.
And took a break from that. Now I've got to start working on more visual effects. Yeah.
And that pretty much it?
Like cool epic logos, you know, and stuff like that.
Yeah, I want the epic intro. I want the epic intro.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, that's the man. You guys can blame Johnny Five.
Putting names on things that aren't there anymore, you know. That's what I do.
Yeah.
Or just putting the right names. That would help.
Yeah, I can do that.
I missed something. What'd I miss?
We'll explain later.
You're way behind.
Yeah.
I've been
good
in a
job.
Coma for a few months. Like, yeah. It feels like I woke up.
Like, fucking coma.
What's happened?
So, Victor, I know you haven't played a lot of games lately, and we'll get to the game section of this, but...
Have some input.
Where you been for 6 weeks?
Like, 10 weeks?
What, has it been 10 weeks?
Yeah.
Second week of August, and it's November now.
It's been a while. Yeah, freaking...
That was basic.
You didn't even let him answer before
yeah.
you jumped
no,
into it.
There's no damn answer for that. There's...
Fuck O'Reilly.
It's
the fuck down.
It's hell.
Sell?
It's hell.
You didn't have any good stories?
Oh, there's good stories.
No, come on, tell us. How was
there's
it?
Stuff.
How was it? What was your first
you were,
day?
You were
when
super
I got
talkative
there,
about
it,
was,
it
yesterday.
Were,
and
were you
not
crying
with
the first night?
I wasn't, but I'd go in the latrine at like midnight or 1 o'clock to take a piss,
there's
and there's people in there crying.
Like in a group
and, like,
together?
Really, no, there's like a guy
stalls.
In there crying in a stall.
Wow.
Do you want alcohol?
Oh, yes.
Since
yeah,
everyone is
going to
stop. Well, no, I'm going to get it while you're talking.
You're talking about men crying.
You're a thinker. You're a thinker. I like that.
Did you go
yes,
like? Did you go and go like? Hey, buddy.
No, there were people like crying within the first couple days. The first night I was there, we got there at 11. I got pulled for band, by the way, because I used to play band in high
yeah.
school. So I was drum bugle corps, which is kind of like exotic. It looks good on your record. I didn't want to. I really fought it. I tried to tell them. I like, no, I want the normal thing. I don't want this. Mm. No. So they put us on 323rd training squadron, which everyone's like, welcome to hell, and I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about, and they're like. This is the craziest squadron. Like, the NTIs are crazier than everyone else. So I'm like, you're full of crap. You know, it'll be the same. It'll be easier because we're in band. Ha, ha, ha. Nope. Other way around. They beat you because apparently they decided they had to make up for something. And they beat you way worse than everyone else got beat. So it was like, oh, you're going to be band nerds. You know, they're going to call you band nerds. So we're going to beat you 10 times as hard. So you're going to beat them on PT. And so they made it a huge competition. And basically turned us against the other flights. Like, made us all, like, friendly enemies. Like, they're your wingmen, but you're going to destroy them. Mm. Everything so, they do, you're going to do it twice as hard.
Frenemies.
Oh, yeah. And
frenemies.
We railed everybody else. We railed the crap out of them.
Nice.
Like, PT came up. Got honor graduate. Pretty psyched about that.
Yeah, you get your little arm. You got your little...
I didn't bring
that
coin.
You.
I brought my other coin. But, you know.
So, when you say beat them at PT, what do you mean?
I mean, our runtime was, like, freaking, like... 15 seconds faster than like average run times than the next flight behind us.
Well, then you only got to run a mile in like 15 minutes, right?
That's a funny joke. No, a freaking your slowest you can be. Technically a mile and a half in like 13 something, but you better be doing 65 push-ups and 65 sit-ups, which is not going to happen. You're not going to be that crappy at running and that good at those. So, you want under 11:57 for your run for a mile and a half, which is like an 8-minute mile pace. It's pretty bad. You'll probably, you know, it murders you. It's when you're just coming in and you're like, I'm just going to do this. No, they beat you to death and you throw up and you bleed out of your nose.
And you pass out.
And you don't stop. You faint, wake up with IV in your arm because you passed out. It must be dehydration. That's what all they say. You can't possibly be that out of shape that you literally run till you faint. You must be dehydrated. Here's an IV full of juice for your arm. Enjoy. So after that.
How many times did you pass out?
I threw up on myself
now.
And kept running. No. Actually, I didn't get the IV, thank God, but other people around me did. And that kept me running. Like 30 minutes straight with no stop, and then
just
you
just
sprint.
Get the IV because you...
Yeah,
you
oh, God, I hate needles.
Yeah.
But then
yeah.
By the end of it, they'd stab me 70 times. I mean, you walk down a conveyor belt of just people with needles.
Yeah.
And they're just hitting each arm. Tap. Blap. 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 Like six in a row, and you're like, I don't even know what I got. What was that? Like last one's meningitis, I remember that, but I don't have a clue what the other eight were. So I'm like immune to the freaking... Everything in the planet. Like they went through freaking Star Trek and went through shit that we haven't even hit yet. Like, let's say United States. They don't want the Romulan plague coming through and getting freaking Ferengi's disease, the messed up face or something. Very immunized yet. It was retarded. And then, oh, we'll work off those shots. Oh, you just got a big penicillin shot in the ass? Let's run you for freaking 3 miles with a freaking rucksack on. Weighs 60 or 80 pounds. Run around with all your gear in it. Let's run you over the bridge. Oh, that was hard. You better go over the bridge a few more times, because that seemed to make you guys tired. Let's fix you. Oh, you can't carry that anymore? On your face, do push-ups until you can stand up again. Put your bag back on and start running with the rest of us. It's like... then unnecessary.
Well, like, that's why I told you. I told you, like, you know, they're really hard on you mentally and physically in the Air Force. They're like bastards about it.
They're worse. So, they're like... they kind of... It's kind of a, like a whiplash point right now, because they're tired of getting called the chair force, so they kind of like... take it to the extreme now.
Yeah.
Like, we're going to mess this crap up.
It used to be it was all, like, mental strength. They basically mentally fatigue you by tests and then study and all that crap and just constantly running you through, like, rings. But now it's...
They do that, too.
Yeah.
But they beat you from, like, 0-4 to freaking 21. So you're up at 4 a.m. till 9 o'clock getting beat.
That handbook you got to carry is, like, crazy.
That's he opens up, he just turns the first page, and he's like, what the piss? And so if you're not getting beat at that moment, or if you're not doing anything, if you're standing, like, in formation... You better have your damn book out reading it. Or at least trying to read and stay awake, because you're going to be like, you know, 3 or 4 hours of sleep sometimes, and you've got dorm guard, you've got entry controller duty. They keep 2 people on at 2 hour shifts. I did a lot of those, like freaking every other night at least I was on. And so instead of your 5 hours of sleep, you would get like 3 hours of sleep, or instead of 4, you'd get 2. And then sometimes we'd have early wake up at like 02 or 03, and it was just like, our MGI was a bastard. We're on the second floor, and we had sister fight on top on the third floor. But the bottom floor is all dining halls and classrooms. Freaking about 3 o'clock in the morning, you just hear a big, like, clunk as the door gets kicked in. And then you hear, oh, you ready? And you're like, oh, what the shit? And he's coming stomping up the stairs, and they got metal clickers on their things. Sound like some damn cowboys with some spurs. Because they like to hear, you know, when they're marching, you can hear their footsteps. So you better be in step with them, or you're getting beat. You know, push Texas, or, you know, whatever the hell they want to call it that day. I've heard so much crazy shit. And just like stomping up the stairs, you're like, oh fuck, what do we do? He's like, everybody wake up on your faces. Oh, that's great. There's some breakfast for you. Eat some freaking dirt. You know, go and do push-ups.
What if you just told them no?
They will beat you to death.
Like if they're trying to make you run and you just stop and you're like, no, I don't think I'm going to do that anymore.
Well, something called jail for insubordination.
Yeah.
They'll throw you in cuffs.
So your choice is to die, go to jail, or
just... MGI literally said, there is no failure. None of you will fail. You will either die or you will succeed. He looked you straight in the face and says, you're either going to die trying or you're gonna succeed. That's your only option.
So do you have like some birth controls that you're wearing in basic right now? Or?
BCGs? No, they're actually, they call them Buddy Hollies now. They're a lot like the glasses that we wear, like the black ones.
Yeah.
Only they're freaking like metal inside plastic, so you can kind of tie them in a knot. And they're polarizing, like, shatterproof and all sorts of crazy shit. They're like...
They'll actually pay for LASIK, though, won't they? There you
yes,
go.
They will.
Yeah.
I think I might do.
So do you have any, like, major fuck-ups? Not you.
I actually had noticed when you're actually...
Not you, but, I mean, like, did you have any people that were major fuck-ups?
Dear God. Okay.
Yeah. These are always the best stories.
I won't use his name.
No, don't use his name. Just tell us what
I would love to use his name, because it's a piece of garbage. Okay. So there's 60 of us, and we're all at our lockers.
That's all you're going to know anyway.
There's 2. Oh. I know his whole name.
Okay.
I made it a priority. But by the end of this, you know all of them like your brothers. Like, they're all... You one of them gets put on their face, you jump down with them and do push-ups with them. Like, that's just how it is. You'll have 10 guys jump around. Like, one guy's getting in trouble. All of you are like, sir, permission to get on my face too. And they're like, you're crazy as hell. On your face. And so you do... It's like a brother, you know. You do it. And one guy freaking... He's like, you got 20 seconds to get... We're at our lockers, just had an inspection, so we're all standing at attention in our lockers. He's like, you have 20 seconds to get in the day room. Now, go. And he's like, 19, 18. And people start scattering. You've got 60 people cramming through a bunghole. You know, you're not going to make it. You're not. It's like, you're not going to make it. But we're like, got 3 or 4 people out at the very end. And then, like, everyone's in except freaking this one bastard comes in, stumbling in all late, you know, all gangly, like, kind of tall, goofy dude. And just such an idiot. And comes stumbling in, like, he's like, zero. He's like, on your faces. So-and-so's late again. I'm going to accidentally use his name. I don't even get a name, but that bastard. So this happens.
You just said so-and-so.
Hey, I know. His
name. No. That was
you don't know that.
So-and-so.
But anyways.
So-and-so is his last name.
You know, I'll just pretend like it wasn't. But so he comes stumbling, and he's like, on your faces, everybody but him. He gets to stand on his feet and watch us all do push-ups. He's like, this is what you did. Look at them all on their faces because of you. He's like, everybody, back to your lockers. And so we're out there. He's like, 20 seconds, go. And we're all like, fucking A. Guess who's fucking last again?
So-and-so.
Fucking last. His locker's not even the furthest one. He's actually in the bay that's closer to the door. It's like a big U. And then there's a little elbow. There's like latrine on one end of the U. And across the hallway, there's a hallway and like there's a room here and a room here. And then like there's a latrine and then there's a day room. Well, I'm coming from the other bay even running like a big S-curve. And he's freaking running. He's just gonna run straight. But he's getting pushed out of the way by everyone because he's too stupid to run. And eventually I'm like, okay, everybody, we need to go in the door sideways so our shoulders aren't blocking the door. So you can get like 3 people at a time instead of 1. You know, sped it up big time. But it took him 8 times before he was in there. Before he wasn't the last one. Or second to the last, or third to the last, holding people up because he's an idiot. 8 times. And get this, when you get in there, stand at freaking attention. Do not freaking move. Don't burp, don't fart, don't, I mean, farts, it got pretty funny. They were creative. MTIs were very creative. Everyone stand around him, start sniffing, start breathing as fast as you can. Breathe it all up real quick, short shallow breaths, real quick. Everyone sniffing at this guy's ass, like 10 people, sniffing his butt, trying to breathe up the air. He's like, that smell better not get to me, and it better not reach me. He's like, you sick bastards coming here, and the first thing you do is shit on me? He's like, nope, breathe that up, enjoy it. He's like, tell your brother thank you. Tell him thank you. It's like, motherfucker. So, this bastard.
What if it's just silent?
He's standing there. He's in the front because he's one of the last ones. And he's like, reaches up and scratches his nose. And T.I. looks at him. He's like, what the hell was that? He's like, did anyone else see that? You see that? It's like, everyone on your faces. On your faces right now. You stand right where you are. And he's standing at attention. You know, like, don't move. And we're all freaking beating our faces on the ground. Roll over. Okay. Flutter kicks go. Squat thrust go. Roll over. Push ups go. Squat thrust go. Too slow. So we're all getting worn out by now. We've ran it out of the room freaking 8 times. Getting beat. And he's like, what's happening? Look what you did. Look what you did to all of them. All this craziness. And then he's like, holy freaking shit. And this is like week 2. He's like, look at his boots. They're laced wrong. And after you lace your boots, you know, military boots are like freaking tall as crap. 50 freaking knot holes. And he's got the laces knotted at the ends. They're supposed to be knotted so they don't pull through at night when you loosen them up. Well, they're laced wrong. So he's like, better fix your damn boots. They're not getting up till you're done fixing your boots. And we're like, mother, we're cussing our asses off and screaming at him. And he's trying to undo the knots. He's like, I can't get it. And he actually yells at the MTI. I was like, hurry up. And his face is like, stop yelling at me. And we hear it. I still to this day don't think the MTI heard him, or else he'd have killed him. He'd probably punched through his throat right there, just punched his face out. You don't say stop yelling at me. That's like asking to be murdered and thrown off a balcony. That's bad. So he's sitting there pretty much crying while he was trying to undo his knots. And he's like, somebody help him. So someone gets up and like undoes the knots. He's like, back on your face. And so he just did that and he's trying to unlace them. And he does one of them and he stands back up. He's like, your other boot too. And he's like, son of a bitch. So by the end of that, we can't even do push-ups by the second boot. We're all like, I have a nosebleed. My nose started bleeding. Like, I was like, what the fuck's going on here? I'm like, ah, you know, you're down on your face. You're like shaking to push yourself up. And you're like, ah. You're like, when's he going to tell us to roll over again? Kick your legs, do some more squat thrust. You can't even stand up. It's literally hell. You're sweating. You're soaking wet. Completely soaking wet. Wearing ABUs. Just sweat to death. It's 100 outside. AC's broken. So he's doing this. And he's like, everybody stop. And we're just like, you just hear hard breathing. He's like, everybody close your damn eyes and stay on your faces. You know, some people are laying on their backs. Some are on their faces. Just all messed up. Just piled up. 60 people in a damn classroom. Like smaller than like a kindergarten room. And like freaking small. And, you know, feet are laying on people and shit. And he's sitting there, starts reading off a list of names. He's like, you know, I used to be security forces before I volunteered for this fucking job to teach a bunch of pieces of shit like you. He's like, you know what happened when people didn't come back? We set a table with all their food. We set our meals, and then we set a table all dressed up in our blues and everything. We put their name tags, and the whole meal, they never showed up. They were missing in action, but we set up freaking letters for them. We set up all their plates and everything. This happened. He's like, several times went out and didn't come back with people, and this is what we did out of respect for them. He's like, and then we read off their names on a big list. He starts reading the entire flight's names, every one of them. And it's like goes down, and it was freaking like some people were like tearing up. I was like, holy shit. And he was sitting there like just pretty much shaking and crying. He's like, this is what happens when you screw up. They die. You kill them all. These people are dead. Their families are not coming back. Fucking sitting there, he's like, you're writing a damn letter for this. You're writing a letter to every one of their families and telling them that you killed their son. They died because you're negligent, you know. I was like, holy fuck. And so that was kind of crazy. That was a turning point. But we fucked him up a few times, so he got it.
Anybody get discharged?
There were some people like went mental.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Like real pal? Mental or fake mental, just to get out?
No, they went mental.
They're real mental.
Like they were some of the ones that were crying in the bathroom. Like I'd go in there, and you're on EC. You're supposed to check the stalls and the latrine, like not the latrine, but the stalls and the shower.
Find some gum or piles.
You go in there, yeah. So nobody's killing themselves because it happens. So you go in there, you check each stall, and you check the shower. Creep around with a flashlight at night, and then check both the bays.
That's crazy.
And there's some messed up stuff.
You catch everybody at night slamming their feet against the wall.
There's a lot of stuff I can't say, I guess, probably. Yeah. But
did you catch everybody at night slamming their feet against the wall trying to get flat feet?
Oh, no, there's some weird shit. Like, crazy as hell. But they're like, don't fucking go crazy. You're going to be here longer than everyone else. The easiest way out is just straight through, just to bust your ass.
No, I know with Army, basically, you're not allowed to talk to anybody, including, like, your own classmates about who you are, where you come from, anything back. They don't want you to.
Oh no, they actually split us up. They picked. I was only with. I only met one other person from Oklahoma while I was there because they split you up so bad.
Yeah.
New York with like 15 million people they're pulling out of. There was like four of them up there.
Nice.
And some of them had accents from crazy. My buddy Scott, freaking. Where are you from, Scott? Mississippi, sir. What? Mississippi? 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 And then NTI's like fucking them so bad.
Yeah.
All the girls were crazy about it. They all wanted to talk to him all the time. They're like giggling. He's like, let's go get into some trouble. I'm like, yes, sir.
Nice.
So it was fun, but you couldn't really talk to females without getting murdered.
Yeah.
Like serious murder. For the first 4 weeks, if you looked to the left or right of where they're marching, MTI's head just pops up in front of you. You don't even fucking know. Big ass black bill of a hat comes up, puts you in the head. You're like, oh, I'm fucked. You're like, I'm so fucked.
So
I'm
did,
fucked.
They
smell this shit.
Did Mr. So-and-so goofball get busted soon?
Fuck. Oh, fuck. Me? Or
no,
Scott?
Mr. So-and-so.
Scott. He's like up to my nose. He's kind of short.
What
like,
was that? Is that the fuck up?
But he got away with a lot of shit. Like, they liked him. He's goofy as shit. I mean, they got on to me pretty hard sometimes.
Nice.
Like, can you not suck? Yes. Yes, sir. I'll stop sucking right away.
Well, now that you're back, what have you been doing?
For the two days?
Yeah, you just got back like 2 days.
2 days,
yeah.
I went and got the special edition Xbox 360 with Halo 4.
Nice.
Epic.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All right, well,
and,
we'll jump into some Halo. What else?
Amazing.
You had a drink not yet?
What?
Had a drinking night yet?
No, I had some sake last night.
So you haven't drank away all that hard-earned money?
Holly and me had a couple of glasses, but nothing crazy.
Nice.
Not like shwasted.
Nice. When are you going back?
It should be January something.
Oh, so you got a little bit of time.
Yeah.
Nice.
I don't have an exact date. I know when the school's starting, so I'm assuming I'm in the next class. But yeah,
do you know what you're going for at this point?
Yeah.
What are you special
going
vehicle maintenance. I'll be a mechanic.
Nice.
Like any job you want.
That's pretty good field because
sometimes
once you do that and you get out, I mean, once you get out, it's still applicable field with, you know, for airlines as well as just about anything.
Yeah.
You know, it's a really good field to go into.
It's
like Jesse, Vanessa's ex-boyfriend, a friend of mine, Jesse, he was in the Army as a, I can't remember what he originally was in. He was back in the 90s, like coming up to the
storm.
End. He's in his 40s, yeah, and he was stationed over in Germany for quite some time, and they wanted to bring him back, even though he was up in his 40s, they wanted to bring him back, so they actually gave him a really big sign-on bonus and told him, well, we want you to do, we don't want to send you into battle anymore, we want to bring you back and train you how to do helicopter maintenance repair. And we're just going to train you how to do that, that's all you have to do, and like, you can stay off base during your training in a hotel room that we'll pay for. They fucking like rolled out the red carpet for him to bring him back, which is kind of nice. And that's what he does now. So, he did water purification. That was it. I think he was an engineer originally, I think, maybe.
That'd be cool to get into all the craziness.
Yeah. Yeah, but now it's good careers that you can find. So
where are you going to be stationed in January?
Port Hueneme, California.
Oh,
naval base.
Nice.
Right on the beach, 45 miles or something from Hollywood.
Poor kid.
I don't know whatever I will do over spring break. I don't know what I'll be able to do there.
How long are you going to be there?
16 weeks and 4 days.
Okay, so you're not going to be there around E3 time. That sucks. You should just only go to E3 in fucking California.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
I want to go to E3.
Well, so I know a guy who can probably get you in with press. Sorry, with a dev pass. So if you end up being there, I can talk to him. He can get you with a dev pass.
I can end up taking vacation.
All that stuff. Yeah.
You know, I'm sure I'll meet somebody down there and I can.
Well, I was thinking of Brad because he goes down there and he's always,
can't bang Brad.
No, but he's but,
oh, can't I?
Yeah. But no, he gets extra dev passes and he's always trying to invite. I think me and the ex were supposed to go with him a couple of years ago, so
yeah.
I can probably snag one for you if you end up being there.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah, you go in, they give away lots of free stuff, so.
Yeah, it was pretty insane.
There'd be a lot of hot nerds there, too.
Yeah, that's true.
A lot of dudes I could check. I mean, women I could check out.
Either one.
Nice, both.
They finally brought it out of them.
I'll find some confusing ones that I don't know until later.
I bet you were the one who, after all the push-ups.
Find some links.
Yeah. Oh, jeez.
after all the push-ups, you told the guys just to lay on top of you, right? You're like, I don't mind you laying.
Tell you what,
after all those showers.
There's some crazy shit. Like, one time, girls got in trouble. They were in beds together. Like snuggling together, just cuddling. They weren't even like banging each other stuff, but you're no trainee contact with other trainees. So all the girls, like one of the girls is like, they were telling our sister fight, like, you stop doing that or you can't do that. And one girl's like, when they said that the other flight had been caught doing it, the girl's like, you can do that? You're allowed to do that? And then they're like, no. And like, we all start laughing. We're like, we got Les over there, you know, going crazy. And freaking, we start laughing. We're like, we all start looking at her like, oh, not too bad looking.
Did you really just do the Harry Carey
shit? We all had glasses straps on because our glasses were falling off. So then they just wore these damn elastic bands and our glasses were like stuck to your face.
Yeah.
Like, basically like goggles. And then we had goggles.
So you guys were like an AV club.
Oh, it was ridiculous. Yeah, we were such nerdy. And we're damn band flights, so you know every freaking one of them has a Warcraft account. So we all get hung up on games. Like, middle of the night, we're just laying there talking about all sorts of crazy games. I'm like, you have to check out Tiltcast. So some of them are out there listening to this crap.
Right, so it would be funny is I could see Vic actually, like, doing the narration imagination stuff, where it's like, okay, everybody, close your eyes. You're in Elwynn Forest.
It's like, we don't have Warcraft, so we're going to narrate.
You spy an orc. What do you do? So I guess like, I attack it.
You fancy pasture.
Sheep.
Oh, fuck.
It's like, worthless, you can't dark. Sheep, you're a level 3.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, stupid shit. But I mean, that was cool. I met a lot of crazy people. Insane. There's some fucking crazy
people. I can see somebody there sitting there going, man, I miss Stormwind. I was walking into Stormwind. Riding Storm on my epic mount. So much respect, not like the shit I get here. Yeah.
One night I had like flashlights or something like that left over from the field, and we picked them all up, and in the middle of the night I was on EC duty at like 2:30 in the morning, and people get up to piss all night long, you know, 60 people like randomly coming up to pee. And one night I freaking laid all the flashlights out like a damn monastery with like a bunch of candles around all the corners and all everything. Place was lit up like fucking crazy, like Monkville. Normally it's pitch black in there.
Yeah.
You get up, you gotta have your own flashlight. People woke up, they're like, what the hell is going on? Like, what the fuck? And then freaking working with my buddy Campbell, he's like, ho, like all sorts of crazy chants, like Gregorian chants and crap. And he's like in choir, so
yeah,
kind of fruity sounding, but he's a freaking good singer. And he's singing all this crap, and people are waking up like, what is going on? Like, what is going on? And I'm like, there's some fun stuff. We had fun with it, but after the first 4 weeks, after you stop getting murdered every day, or you get used to it, I guess. We still got beat as much.
Yeah.
It just wasn't... We got used to the 3 or 4 hours of sleep and the beating.
No, it started to get more shit.
Yeah, you're already doing more PT than you've ever done in your entire life.
Yeah.
And then you're getting screamed at and sleep-deprived. It would have been fine if I had 8 hours of sleep every night.
Yeah.
I would have been like, okay, my muscles can rebuild. Nope. When you're sore and you've done that last push-up and your nose is bleeding from push-ups, like, how the hell does that even work? I don't even know.
God.
I don't even know what's connected to make my nose bleed. It's great. But that happens, you know, like 3 or 4 times. But after that, your 4 hours of sleep becomes normal, and you start waking up like right before he'll come up the stairs screaming at you. So you know it's going to come. You look at your watch, you're like, oh, 5 more minutes. And you'll try to go back to sleep, even for the couple minutes of sleep, but it won't happen.
Yeah.
Then in class, you fall asleep, they beat you, you know, on your face, middle of class. You know what'll wake you up? Push-ups. Get on your face. Push Texas. What the push Texas?
Did you have that one guy China. Who was just like completely fine with doing all the push-ups?
Oh, there were some crazy people. Like week one, they were running like 9:07, like mile and a half, doing 60 push-ups and 60 crunches.
Mm-hmm.
People like, probably trained beforehand.
Oh, yeah. Lacrosse freaking captain, one of my buddies, Coyle, he's crazy. Freaking thrower, he's insane too. He's a freaking mutant and running. He's running nines the entire time. There's people just ridiculously huge.
So you don't really have to do this shit anymore now, right?
I don't have to. I'm going to keep with the PT part of it, though.
Well, you're going to keep up with staying in shape, but you don't necessarily... You're not going to be waking up in the middle of the night.
It's going to take...
I mean, I wake up in the middle of the night, but I'm not... I don't scream in the middle of the night now. But no, I'm like...
Maybe,
I wake up on like...
Maybe it's a sleep schedule, but...
Well, like, I've woken up already, like, looking at my watch, like, what the fuck? And then I'm like, I'm in my room. So you kind of get the weird stuff going on in your head.
I'm going to ask that burning question that people are all wondering... 10 weeks of not getting off. How is that?
Wet dream. 27. Had a wet dream.
So the first night you were back, were you just, like, people were saying...
Oh, I didn't. I hadn't had a boner in 75 days.
But
it didn't move. I counted it. It was 75 days.
But people were so happy to see you. Just like, yeah,
I had morning
wood
the first morning there.
I'm
going to
go in my room
wood.
Now, and I'm going to squeeze one out really quick. Did you?
I haven't beat it. I haven't. Uh-huh. I'm not even, like...
What the fuck?
The stance he's in right now.
I'm not kidding.
Tells
like,
me
my
he
brain's
has not beaten
up.
It. He has not beaten it yet.
That is the first thing that I would do whenever I got back. I'd just be like,
I'm telling you,
everyone,
you don't understand what it's
family,
like.
Like, I'm gonna go masturbate.
It doesn't work. Everybody's like,
that's
oh, it's just a stress. It's just a stress. But no, no. didn't even have tinglings in my penis for 75 days. Okay, for about 70 days. We started eating, like, we got base lib and we went out and ate, like, Burger King and shit, like, last couple days there. And I went to pee and I'm like, hey, my penis looks a little bigger today. I'm like, fuck, you know, it's hanging like normal again. I was like, hell yeah. And I woke up in the morning, I'm like, kind of tingling. I'm like, ah, I think I feel some morning wood coming on. A couple days before I left. But we started eating back, you know, on chow hall again. So I swear it's something to the food. The MTIs, they'll drink Gatorade and stuff. I've never seen them get the water. I've seen them get like 3 glasses of Gatorade and dump it in the mug. But they always have some special food. Like, they'll have something different than we're eating.
Saltpeter.
That's what I thought about. What is that? Potassium nitrate?
Yeah. Kills your boner.
Yeah, well, that's what I thought. Like,
I don't think they actually do that.
I don't think they
That'd
do.
That'd be terrible.
Yeah.
I was eating like 10,000 calories a day, though. Like, ridiculous.
Well, it's because you're burning so goddamn much.
It was retarded. You have to drink, like, between 8 and 12 canteens, and each one's a quarter of everything. Everyone's 32 ounces.
Yeah.
You have to drink, like, one and a half to three quarters an hour.
Yeah.
And it's ridiculous. And then you double time everywhere, and it's 100 degrees because Texas is hot.
You're pissing like crazy, huh?
Yeah, and you're wearing full ABUs, like full belt, like ridiculous. And then you have a week of just wearing armor and helmets, and then still running around, and then still getting beat. But when we had all the armor on, we were doing push ups, like just like, screw this, we're going to destroy those other guys. So when we got back to PT after that, we're like, this is easy. I don't have that 45 pound jacket on and a damn helmet. You know, this is freaking awesome. Yeah.
Yeah.
Then we had to mutant my buddy Summers. Freaking put on 3 vests and he's doing freaking like 60 push-ups with 3 vests on and he's doing sprints back and forwards in the tent like for Beast Week. Freaking mutant, huge
Beast Week.
What's
that mean?
Basically tortured in the woods. I killed one scorpion in my boots.
That's nice.
Yeah, we started putting plastic bags on our boots. We got in trouble for that, so we stopped.
Why did you put that?
So the damn scorpions wouldn't get in boot.
Oh,
one guy got stung on his finger and his damn arm wouldn't work for like 2 days. They're little, like, clear-looking scorpions, like 2 inches long with little...
Deadly little...
I have some of those out by my mom's house.
There's a lot of ways. I mean, people had scorpion tournaments and fought them with spiders and other scorpions. You're not supposed to do that. You get, like, recycled back to, like, week zero and then beating your ass off. Like, horrible.
What, for fucking with them?
Yeah. First of all, you're fucking with nature. You just kill it and get over it and throw it out. But I think people had grudges against these things because they would take a stick and, like, poke at the back and make it sting itself and they would die. Be like... curl up and die. God, dumb bastard, stung itself and died. You don't feel bad for it. Piece of crap. What's it doing on my boot? In my tent, in my boot. Get out of my boot. Stinky foot goes in there. You don't want any of that. There's nothing. So that shit, you know, imagine sticking a foot in there and you're like, oh, stung, that sucks. But you see that crap on like 1,000 Ways to Die and crap. I don't want to watch that. Scorpion in my damn boot.
That show.
So that crap happens and then, I don't even know. It's just crazy. But eventually, like, we started looking at the girls about Beast Week. They said, protect your sister fight because all those other guys that just have brother fights, they haven't been around any girls. So they're going to be attacking them like hungry animals. And it was like that. They started coming up and all this crazy shit. And so you'd have tent guard. We started doing one-hour shifts. So you lose less sleep at Beast Week because we were doing a lot more physical shit. And we'd stay out there. And I just had my flashlight. I would spotlight. I'm like, dirtbag trainee. I'd follow them around. They'd run around, guys trying to escape because you're in camo. You can sneak around whoever you want. But I'm like, dirtbag trainee, you know, heading for the sister tent. I'm like, dirtbag trainee. But eventually all the girls had a list of, like, all the dudes they would be dating if they were in a BMT. Mm-hmm. Like, if I'd met this guy on the street, he'd be my boyfriend, blah, blah, blah. And one girl I was screwing with, like, freaking, like, talking a bunch of garbage to her, just being an asshole. But just joking, like, brother and sister were, like, not attracted at all. She wasn't ugly. It was just like, get out of here. You're a troll. You're going to cost me 6 weeks of my life.
I can't get a boner. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it doesn't work. I'm like swinging at you, but that's about it. I'm like, but no, that's weak. So I was like, like kind of looking at me from like, you know, I don't know. I don't mean to sound like kind of a big head or anything, but how many lists is this name on right here? You know? And they're like, she's like, I don't think I've heard that name at all. I'm like, you bitch. And I threw my chair.
Nice.
A blow to your pride there.
So this, I don't know if she was serious or just fucking with me. Probably
just
serious.
Just going to haunt you. Forever.
Like, beat down my manliness.
Yeah. You're probably on a couple guys' lists, I'm sure.
Oh,
yeah.
For sure.
If that makes
multiple times. Wink,
yeah.
Wink, wink.
Multiple times, different positions. Yeah.
They're looking at him like a lion looks at a gazelle.
But, yeah, that was kind of the highlight of my Beast Week. No, I mean, we were in chemical masks, like, all day long, and I was on a par team. I went around looking for, like, hurt people or bombs, like, UXOs and crap, unexploded ordnance. and crap, and I was running around with a damn M16 and freaking gas mask on and full Kim gear, freaking 100 degrees outside. So I think we all lost a good 5 or 10 pounds of just ridiculousness that week. Nice. Everybody came back looking all skinny. Like, you didn't even realize it, but then you look, you're like, holy shit, and your clothes don't fit as well when you get back. You're like,
maybe we did like you yesterday when we were at the restaurant. Your pants are all, like, bunched up in the back because your belt's so tight.
I lost 2 inches on my waist and gained 10 pounds. How do you do that? What the hell happened there? I think this is ridiculous. So, I guess all the beatings worked, but we took top PT flight, so we beat every other flight in physical fitness, destroyed them. And then we took top academics, so not only were we the most physically fit, but we're the nerdiest. Like, band nerds took over again. It's like high school. Excellent. And then...
No, you're smarter. Just say it. You're smarter.
Yes, we're smarter. There we go. And then... what else? We took Beast Excellence. We beat them all in the Beast. Like, we got the least of merits. They score you on your tests and all that crap, and we sucked the least. So we won that. And then, what else did we get? We got Warrior Flight, which means on all our inspections in our dorm and stuff, we did kick ass. We got beat by one flight on that. They got Armor Flight, but they didn't get anything else. We stomped them on runs, push-ups, sit-ups, Beast, everything.
Nice.
So overall, do you think it's been a really good experience for you?
Heck yes. I'm glad they would have thrown me in jail if I tried to run out of that third week, because I would have ran out of there screaming and laughing like a maniacal crazy person. But they had me all locked up and I couldn't leave, so I stayed. And I made it. Like, he was right. Your only way out is death or success. Like, you're coming home with that shame of, like, I quit. I don't quit. I die. Die or win. So,
fair enough.
It was good. I couldn't come home to my friends and family.
Cool.
That kind of shame.
Well, Justin, so, what have you been doing?
Mostly just Assassin's Creed.
Okay. Short and simple.
No, you're just talking about games. Nothing quite this epic.
Yeah. Yeah. Mostly. Like, well, you went through the Air Force. I played a Native American assassin. No. Worked with people throughout history. I killed a guy in a haystack. Yeah, I bet you didn't do that.
Well, it was crazy. Like, the mental crap they did to people. You see the weakest pile of crap come in there, and then within like 2 or 3 weeks, they're crying and broke down. Mm. And then once you get past that mental block, and they just stop giving a shit, and they just do whatever they're told immediately.
Yeah.
Then you can build a human out of that.
That's the whole point, is break them down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was ready to take orders. I'm like, you don't have to scream at me like that. I'll do what you say. Just tell me what to do. You don't have to scream that loud.
Just be fucking nice to me.
By the end, after like 3 or 4 weeks, you just start taking it as like normal commands, like, hey, would you please go over there and go, fill up your damn canteen's now, Trudy! Would you please fill up your canteen with water? That's what I get in my head, like, don't use that fucking water fountain. Proceeding, sir, to the latrine, you know? Like, that's what you hear. And like, if you just picture that they're screaming that loud so that everyone can hear it, because you might not be the only one making that mistake.
Yeah.
I'll give them the benefit of the doubt. Right? It's like,
no.
Kind of gym.
So if I had more employees like you, I'd get a lot more shit done in
day. Yeah, that's true.
It's ridiculous. I got like my BMT report card. Like, I guess we're not supposed to have them, but they didn't seal it up or anything. So I'm like, my lazy eye kind of glanced. I got the whole thing, so that's pretty cool.
Nice.
They apparently like me. Must have given some good head.
Yeah. In the head.
I saw his report card. It was good. It was really good. Top 10% of everything.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
Got honor graduate. I was like, my fat old ass.
Got a nifty little medal.
Got a coin.
Nice.
Sorry, guys. Disgusting. This is coming out.
Yeah, you're right.
Cheeseburger.
All right. Well, let's see.
Black.
So, what else have we been doing? Just
I've been gone for 2 weeks, so I've been playing Dishonored.
Yeah. Did you finally beat it?
I got most of the way through it.
What part are you at?
After a lot of the plot twists, so I figure I'm pretty close to the end. I'm not gonna say it on here since it's still fairly new.
Yeah,
I'm pretty close to the end.
Probably.
A lot of things have changed. A lot of things have been revealed.
Okay, I know what you're referring to now. Yeah, yeah.
A lot of things have changed.
Yeah.
So I figure I'm pretty close to the end. Yeah, that game's pretty good.
Sorry, yeah, probably.
Then picked up Assassin's Creed. I picked it up a little bit late because I knew I wasn't doing the show that week. That was just last week, wasn't it? Halloween week.
Yeah, we went out this weekend and grabbed it on Friday.
And yeah, so this Friday, we decided we were going to grab it late, and we were trying to get a special edition, so we went down to the one we normally go to, and we went down to the closest GameStop that's usually by us, and not that I'm really endorsing him, it's just that we shop there a fair amount.
And we know the people there, yeah?
Yeah, they're usually real cool with us or whatever, and so we're looking for a special edition. I was like, hey, you know, special edition on this looked pretty good. I got way too much money in my pocket. You know, where can I get it? And she's like, well, I don't have any left, but I'll check around. She finds one up in Owosso, and Owosso from that store over off Riverside is a good 25 miles.
Yeah.
And so she's like, well, they got 5 copies. We'll save 2 for you. Mm. And me and Trent were like, you know what? Fuck it. It comes with a flag. It comes with a real flag.
Yeah.
And it comes with a statue and a bunch of other nerdy shit.
We got all the stuff to examine once we get into it.
Oh, speaking of that, that's the little dude that comes with it. Yeah. We thought that was kind of cool.
The statue's really kicking. Now, the reason we wanted to go into this is because the amount of detail in this package is actually really kick-ass. This is probably one of the best-looking statues that I've seen in any... It's got good weight to it, too.
I would normally yell nerd and smash that, but that is cool as crap.
I mean, the guns come out. I love that. Which is really cool, you know. And they're nice little flintlock pistols.
No way.
Yeah. 2 of them on the back. And it's a really nicely detailed statue with a little colonial flag behind it. It comes with a belt buckle, for fuck's sake.
Like interchangeable? And you clamp it on?
Yeah.
Holy crap.
Oh, that's nice. That's really nice. Wow. It's actually a really nice belt buckle. It has a good heft to it.
Wow. Well, more so than that. It comes with a journal,
This is Washington's journal, which is one thing I discovered the other day when I was digging through it, because I actually read it on the shitter.
Then it has something to do.
George Washington?
Yeah, George Washington. I was going through it. Well, it's got a big W on the front, the first page. So, but I was going through and I found these pages that are
inside.
Yeah, they're inside. That are stuck together. So you actually have to rip it in order to read it. And there's about 3 of them.
Best thinking on the shitter.
Well, yeah, but there's about 3 of them in here, like they're hidden pages. And from what I could tell from reading what I could, from looking at it, they have to do with the assassins. So it's kind of a cool little hidden thing right there.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
But the biggest reason that we got this was
this is
the
why
flag.
I wanted this was the flag.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah.
It's a real flag.
Real flag with the colonial stars and the
assassin symbol.
Really
is it
nice.
Is it the same material as a flag?
Yeah, it's canvas. Yeah. Yeah. It's a nice tart canvas.
Right, number of stripes and everything.
That's amazing.
Yep. This is really kick-ass.
That's legit.
With tax, it's like $130. I say this is worth $100.
It's one of the best special editions of a game I've gotten.
Yeah, definitely. Plus, it came with the Captain Kidd extra stuff.
It comes with some extra DLC, but really, the cool thing was getting the extra shit.
The DLC, well, one thing about Assassin's Creed I really liked is that they brought cheats back. And that Captain Kidd actually has to deal with that. I'm not going to go into it, but there's a certain item you get if you get all Captain Kidd's the peg leg trinkets and you turn them in, you get all the letters and you find out where his treasure stash. There's an item you get that's very fucking handy, that's pretty kick-ass. I'm not going to say what it is. But other than that, there's actually this new thing that unlocks when you do beat the game that's called pivots. And it's hacking is what it is. With each pivot you locate, you unlock a special cheat, like iron, like steel, flesh steel. You get ninja mode, you get infinite ammo, and you can turn those on and off and just go back into the game and just fuck around and have fun. I think you can actually do a kill streak one where it'll lower people's awareness of what you're doing, so you can just go around and just kill people just nonstop. So.
The game seems to be fairly long. I'm about 6 hours into it. Trent beat it in about 30 hours.
Nah, it's about 26. I did majority of the side missions. I actually did all the side missions, with the exception of maybe a few. So.
There's some pretty cool plot twists.
Oh, yeah.
Even fairly early in the game that are really interesting.
Yeah.
Not really going into it. I'm kind of glad that they really picked up with Assassin's Creed.
Mm-hmm.
This is head and shoulders above Revelations.
See, I still like Revelations.
But
Was a bridge game. It was a bridge game leading the story back in so they can go ahead and come out with Assassin's Creed.
To me, it's like Halo Wars versus Halo Reach.
I wouldn't deem it Revelations as bad as Halo Wars.
Halo Wars is freaking Command and Conquer.
A lot of people didn't like Reach, but I loved it.
No, that's what I'm saying. I think Reach is one of my pinnacle Halo games.
And everyone hates on Halo Wars, but that's a fun game. I like that kind of...
See, it was a different game reskinned for Halo is all it is. It wasn't the same.
Battle for Middle Earth, Command and Conquer.
Yeah, but it's like with
we battle for Middle Earth.
Yeah, but Assassin's Creed Revelations was basically the same thing as Resident Evil 6. There's a whole bunch of story shoved into one game, just to kind of bridge you over. You know, Desmond comes out of the coma at the end of it, which he goes into in Brotherhood, and kind of leads up to the stuff involving the Apple and everything else, as well as wrapping up Ezio's life. And I actually went back through before I played Assassin's Creed 3 and played Assassin's Creed 1 and 2 again for the reason of getting brushed up on the story. And I remembered something actually pretty important, and that was that the whole point of Ezio was to train Desmond on how to be an assassin from his birth to his death, to learn everything Ezio ever learned. So, oh my god, will you guys stop moving the chairs? Anyways.
You don't like little squeakies?
So having two squeak, games squeak. Where he learned all this stuff.
Sorry,
Terry. Yeah, stop.
That
mic will pick up people rummaging in the fridge. It's extremely sensitive.
So, it was all big.
Yeah.
I'm a squeaky person.
Him and his fat Air Force.
Yeah, that's right.
but that was the point of Ezio, which I kind of understand. And there's so much fucking story to shove in, they really couldn't do it in two games. Revelations is kind of a long game, so.
I just wasn't into it. But that being said, that's my take on Revelations. So I just didn't like it. But I really do like 3 because Revelations and Brotherhood was pretty good. But
yeah.
Revelations was one of those games where it was done by Assassin's Creed B team.
Yeah.
Assassin's Creed 3 is really Assassin's Creed A game.
Yeah, that's the original.
That's the A team. That's the guys that made 2. And 2 was a fucking phenomenal game.
Yeah.
And I'm willing to wager, even this early in, that I'm going to end up liking this better than I like 2, which is saying a lot.
Dude, no, yeah, I actually love, after playing this one, I think I told you this is like my all-time favorite Assassin's Creed game. Because, I mean, the story's awesome. They open up for a whole new direction to go at the end. And it's going to be epic if they continue onward down that path.
Well, it's
path,
just,
so.
The biggest thing for me is it goes from being in a certain, in a Renaissance time period,
yeah,
to being in colonial America. And it the change of setting is really nice. Aside from it looking really good, just the way that you play is tactically a lot different.
Yeah.
The running through the trees thing is something a little bit different. But going through the different towns and the villages, or say villages, mm-hmm. provinces or whatever. But, like, Boston is freaking amazing looking.
Yeah, well, there's Boston and New York. Yeah, and then you also have the Frontier, which is a very big area, which is just a lot of small settlements. Yeah, they brought back horses, and they also gave you the ability to call horses. So
yeah.
you can actually call for your horse, which is nice.
But more so than that, the assassinations are a little bit more interesting. The team assassinations are a little bit more
fucking
interesting.
Fucking brutal, dude. The assassinations... Have you run around the frontier very much?
Yeah.
Okay, have you attacked any of the convoys?
There's
certain areas where you actually get an acoustic echo from the mountain walls and stuff. And there's this one assassination you do where when you're fighting, you'll go in to do a kill move, and you'll actually slam your blade up into the guy's neck and then smile him all the way from ear to ear, and you just hear... And you hear his entire esophagus just rip open and the... As it's going, it's beautiful when you're in the canyons. It just echoes off of everything, man.
But just even down to like some of the sound effects, the way that you fight, even with like the air assassination using a bayonet.
Yeah.
Like that's just something totally different I would never have thought of.
Plus environmental as well. You can actually come up on people and do fighting moves where you'll slam them into a crate or slam into something else. And that's actually a lot of fun too.
So overall, I mean, it's been a really enjoyable experience so far. I'm having a hard time mixing up the time that I'm having with this and Halo 4.
Yeah.
Because I got Halo 4 the other day. Actually, I picked up it for me. I was just so fucking tired from working that I just passed out before I could even really play it. But, overall, I'm giving it some pretty good earmarks. It's going to be one of my top 10 this year, probably. Yeah.
The only problems I've run... Oh, not to mention even the naval battles...
That, some of that naval battle stuff is epic as shit.
That's actually one of my favorite parts of the game is they brought in this new element where you have a boat, a giant, basically pirate ship, and you can go off and run naval battles, and you're at the fucking helm, and you have control over the fucking cannons on both sides. You just look to which side you want to fire, and you've also got swivel cannons you can use. And you're going out and you're fighting like, you know. Fleets of ships and shit coming after you, and the best part is
awesome.
The storms. You go out there during fucking rough storms, and they're like,
you see like
rogue
the fucking
wave comes out of nowhere, and you have to turn and brace and all that, and it just fucking rocks.
It's amazing.
It's pretty damn epic.
I was sitting there playing. I was just like, you know, if they actually released a game that was just
that.
Naval battles like this, I would play the shit out of it because it was that much fucking fun.
Everybody's been saying that. I haven't played it, but
yeah.
What was that? Blood Wake? Way back when? On Sega? Not on Sega. On Xbox Original?
I don't remember.
Blood Wake? I think there was freaking, you were like different Japanese and Chinese boats and you would go off and mess each other up. And you have slow ones that have a lot of like tank abilities and like heavy cannons. Then you have smaller ones that just mainly have machine guns and a couple like side cannons. But you can get around and just mess each other up. Like you'd have like...
This is way more detailed. This actually, you actually have different types of cannon shots you can use. You can use regular cannon. You can use fire shots, which are wrapped in freaking canvas with oil so they ignite when they fire. The best one is the chain shot. That's one of my favorites.
I didn't realize they had a chain shot.
Yeah, there's you know, the D-pad will actually let you... You have to go and buy them from the log. But once you buy stuff, it unlocks it, and you can just use that to swap out, and it's actually kick-ass. Because what
so
you do is
taking out mass.
Yeah, when a man of war shows up, one of the big fucking boats would just those things start firing on you. It's just a barrage of fucking goddamn cannon fire. But what you do is you get alongside it, even from a distance. You load the chain shot, and it just flings out fucking two cannonballs with chains and just swivel around and just go right through the mass and just tear it down, and the boat's stationary, and now you can just get behind it and they'll still be able to shoot you with its rear cannons, but you can just fucking level the thing. You can also blow the fronts off the boats and fire at their powder keg stores and just sink the whole thing.
Sounds
like
pretty
one
awesome.
Shot. It is epically badass.
So what I plan on doing for 2 days.
Yeah.
That and Halo.
Playing that game?
Yeah.
Well, and I got really stuck on Borderlands before that came out. I've been playing the shit out of that, too, because I've been trying to get to the Pirate's Booty DLC.
Yeah, I bought it. I
haven't gotten around to it, but Borderlands is still fun as shit.
Yeah.
Going back into that. I've been playing it on PC a little bit more than Xbox. And then I started dicking around a little bit with Dark Souls, especially with a friend of mine at work that listens to the show occasionally. I need to know who's listening. You might know him, Earl.
Earl
QA.
Yeah, yeah.
Earl was talking about Dark Souls the other day, and I was like, Dark Souls, huh?
You gonna finally beat it?
Well, I'm almost at the end.
Yeah.
But, yeah, he was talking about it. He's like, oh, I should go up sometime. I'll start, we'll pick up the Xbox copy again and start playing some more Dark Souls.
Yeah.
But,
I keep meaning to pick it up, because I'm, like, halfway through the second playthrough on PC. I'm going up against the, four kings right now to collect, so I can do that whole thing, to collect the souls.
Well, it's just... That game's so good, and so like I got Torchlight 2 that I got in the back burner right now that I want to play, and I just have all these games I want to play and get through, and I got Hitman coming up here soon. And
yeah, Hitman looks awesome.
I don't have enough time for everything, so I'm gonna have to like prioritize and just like kind of cycle my way through stuff. Yeah.
Maybe our weather will change and we'll actually get a lot of snow.
It'd take a lot of snow for me to be able to miss work. Yeah. Johnny's the only one that knows, but. In my current position, I really can't miss.
Yeah, and like besides,
it's illegal for them to have you go to work.
Yeah, and they
unsafe
like,
work conditions.
Because
if something happens, they have to pay for it.
Yeah, and I usually go, and then they're always like, "Oh, let's give people free occurrences off," and it's like, "Oh, okay, that's cool."
Well, I don't really have occurrences anymore, so
I don't really either.
I'm just my attendance system works a lot differently, but. Either there or I'm not.
He's all smiling when he says that. He's like,
you turd.
Yeah.
I'm jealous.
But all that being said, like, I got so many games to go through. But right now, for me, I'm trying to get 2 days off in a row so I can play something.
I hate it when there's tons of good games out. But it's like, for me, I'm like one of those, like, I'm not a big, like, play a bunch of games. Like, I have to focus on one and then, like, just... basically complete it, get every achievement I can, like known to man, and then like I'm like, okay, then maybe I'll go do something
else.
You're
more PC gamer.
Yeah, I'm big on PC games. Like I just
sounds like me on Mass Effect or Skyrim or Oblivion or anything like that. I've got to play it for 130 hours. Like even Dragon Age.
Yeah, and people be like, what, you're still playing that
40,
game?
But it's
yeah.
like I wanted to put 110 into it.
Well, it's like with Mass Effect 2. It's like when that game came out. I mean, I've
so good
100% every achievement on that damn thing.
Yep.
And when I got through playing it the first time, I went back and played it through fucking Insanity Mode, which that boss fight at the end is actually pretty fucking epic on Insanity Mode. But so I did the same thing with Part 3, but there was no achievement for beating it on a harder difficulty. So I was a little pissed off because I started the game without looking at the achievements.
Because it deserves an achievement.
Yeah, so I put it on the highest setting, which was, I think, just Insanity, and then had Nightmare Mode that
Nightmare
came up after that. But I put on Insanity, and about halfway through the game, I went to go ahead and start looking at achievements, and I didn't realize there was no achievement for it. I was like, man, I'm fucking myself. for no reason.
Didn't give you any points. It wasn't even a secret
challenge.
But the benefit is like when you played on at least hard, I think it was like you got more of the you got access to some of the rivals earlier in the game. But that was it. But it was cool.
Yeah, and that's just one of those games, Mass Effect, that I'll still go back through and play those like every once in a while, especially now that the trilogy pack's out. I'm thinking about picking it up for a PC.
I haven't done the Leviathan stuff or anything.
That's fun. Yeah. That's actually a really good story.
I haven't gotten around to it either, and that's one of the things I want to get to, is I want to get through some of this DLC with these different games before stuff really starts coming out.
I would grab Leviathan because it's like maybe 4 hours of gameplay, if even that, but
well, I got, see, I still
the
got
light
two...
that it sheds on the story is really good.
That's the one that has the Rogue Reaper, right? It's the...
Why'd you have to say that? It's a Rogue Reaper. It's actually the Reapers came from.
Good job.
Yeah, it's
well,
actually.
Let's not just get to
it. Sorry, Nuts.
You ruined
went out there.
Everything.
It's
now
I
quit life.
This is why the Reapers look the way they do. Is because it was his civilization that they had assembled.
That's pretty.
But
awesome.
There's a lot more to it than that. But that was actually really kick ass when you the scene where this thing.
All right, well, let's just stop there. I do want
to
play it.
The part where he says this to this guy, and then
and then they do this, and then they go fuck each other, and that's the end. So.
All right. Good story, bro.
Yeah.
Edie has an affair with Shepard.
They do talk about quantum entanglement, which is awesome. So I don't know why.
Did anybody else go through and read every codec? Like, actually read them? Because
I do.
I read all the codecs. And I just, like, state take them. I'm like, oh, that's really
cool. Yeah, I do that in every
game. And none of them matter.
I've been that bad since Morrowind. Like,
yeah.
I read every
damn
book.
Yeah,
I do that in every game from, like, Elder Scrolls to Deus Ex to fucking even Borderlands when you just find random shit.
I know. So I scroll through it. Most of the time, I'll just, like, I won't even look at it and I'll just, like,
I have some favorite novels from, like, Oblivion and stuff. And books that carry on. I can tell you which ones that are in Morrowind, Oblivion, and freaking Skyrim.
Yeah, I remember, like, I've already slain, what's his name, the dragon eater, what's his, Alduin?
Yeah.
I've already beat him, and Vic's like, I've been reading this book about, like, you know, like, alchemy and stuff. It's like, why are you still reading books?
Well, sometimes the books actually help you with understanding the mechanics a little bit as well.
Why are you still reading books?
I'm that bad.
It's
not
like,
even
I'm
a
still in the prison.
Joke. I'm really that
so
bad.
So I'm still in the caves. I found an interesting note.
Yeah, right.
He's like, I got a note in this cave.
Yeah. I just found the pickaxe and I'm just reading this.
I've just been mining this cave out. I want to hear. I have enough materials.
They geared that game for Victor players because it's like, pretty much, they'll just get stuck reading and be like, okay, we don't have to release any content for a while.
See, I got OCD with Skyrim. I got all the achievements and just went all the way. And what kind of irritated me is that you could actually get all the achievements in one playthrough.
Yeah.
And I was like, man, I really wish it would have given you a couple choice ones, which they did with the DLC that came out. What was it called?
Which one?
The first one.
Dawnguard?
Dawnguard thing. They gave you choices with Dawnguard that affects the DLC, the achievements, which I was fine with. But I was a little irritated that the initial game you could just do on one run through because I kind of like playing back through to get achievements.
Yeah. Dawnguard's not bad. It was a good, decent sized side mission, but I mean, you could realistically do it in an afternoon.
Well, the new one.
What about Dragonborn?
The new one, Dragonborn.
I was
going to
bring that up.
That looks pretty epic.
I dug into that.
You know, it's funny as the other week I was knocking on it saying, well, it's probably not going to be called Dragonborn, and they make it called fucking Dragonborn.
I just like the tagline, you didn't think you were the only one.
So good.
He was the first.
Oh, really? I didn't know anything about
that.
Yeah,
that's
wow.
He's a previous one.
He's wanting to come back like the dragons are wanting to come back. He's wanting to come back. He ate the souls just like you do. He got
power.
Well,
he did more than that.
He's a douche.
They said that he just
he's
didn't
evil.
Absorb it. He actually consumed the souls, so he actually
lives
has the ability to be reborn like the dragons are. They can be
he can
be resurrected. Back,
he
that's what he wants.
Is so is he? So
he's
an actual. He's a person, or can he take like dragon
form? I think he used to be one of the dragon priests, is what they said. The weird
dudes. I collected
masks.
All their masks.
Yeah,
by the way.
Yeah,
I got the epic
masks. Yeah, I got all the Daedric weapons and the masks and all that shit. And I have mannequins that wear the masks because they're too epically kick ass.
Those were like fun to collect. It was just like because I knew all the locations were online, but I wanted to find them all myself.
Yeah.
I did. I found them.
It's fun to stumble onto.
Well, not everybody
get attacked.
With all your Skyrim videos, with the many thousands of views, how much Skyrim have you played total? Like 400 or 500 hours.
Gosh, not even. I wouldn't. It's possible. Like, I lost count. I lost count of the playtime. And half of it was just.
Well,
because
you were doing those videos for like 6 months.
Yeah, it was just like. It was like a big thing. Like, I don't know what it was. I never uploaded videos of any gameplay or anything like that. But just Skyrim was so epic. I was just like. I just have to share this with people who don't have it.
You can tell them what to look for on YouTube if they want to see the videos?
Oh, Friggin' Genius 69. Yeah, that's.
Friggin'. Friggin genius. It's not
F-R-I-G-G-I-N.
Genius, genius can't there. Spell.
Yeah. J-N-I-U-S.
He's obsessed with sex.
Genius.
Yeah, that's, there's always a comment on one video.
His name's 69. Yeah.
That troll.
Yeah.
Them trolls.
Troll getting trolled. Imagine that.
Let me see here.
I'll say the only other thing I've really been doing has been watching a lot of Burn Notice.
No, you played some Halo.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to get to that.
Oh, okay.
I can't wait for that.
Well, Burn Notice and fucking Walking Dead.
Yeah. Oh yeah, Walking Dead. That was. Oh, we can't go and do it, but that was an epic episode.
Hey, we watched the second episode.
We did.
No, you need to get to the fourth one. That's just.
Well, we couldn't do
phenomenally
that.
Badass. We have a DVR. So
does he.
It's badass.
But I was tired. I had to
something that needed to be done for a long time.
Man, so. Me and Trent just about fucking cheered.
Yeah.
After the last episode,
I was like, yes! "Today you
I know
are
what
man.
Happens in the fourth one.
Justice.
I know
but we can't talk about it because there's people who might not have seen it yet. So,
yeah.
Holly,
BuzzFeed.
Yeah,
ruined
you
it
shouldn't
me.
Do that. You really shouldn't go off and read
those are bad
TV
ideas.
Shows. Yeah, yeah, you don't do that.
I don't. Spoilers don't really bother me.
Just like when somebody goes, like, "Yeah,
because I still don't know how it happens.
Know, it's a rogue reaper."
if they tell me like the entire storyline and how it's gonna happen, that bothers me. But if I just know that so and so is gonna have this happen to him,
yeah.
Then I don't care.
See, I just because
then I'm expecting
I go,
it,
I
and I feel
go,
like I'm just like, when is it gonna happen? When is it gonna happen?
The problem is when you give me a gist, Trent. I've known you for long enough. I know
yeah.
exactly what you're.
Well, so with her, I give her a
gist.
So I just go, you should watch it. Two people die. Once they who?
I know one of them. I don't know
yeah,
the other
yeah,
one.
I know, you know,
all right, let's shut that down.
Yeah.
But,
well, no, that was just an example. I'm not talking about this last week. This is what I usually tell.
Oh, man, I can't think of his name.
No, no, I'm just saying that, period. I'm not talking about that. It's like whenever, what's his name, old dude from first and second season.
Herschel?
No. The
he lost like 50
RV,
pounds.
RV.
Oh, what's his name? Dale.
Dale, yeah, whenever Dale bit the dust, she hadn't washed it
no,
yet.
No. Dale was the...
RV guy.
Who is the...
The doctor? No, that's Daryl.
Daryl.
Okay, that's the
yeah.
other guy. He's
okay.
not old. No, anyways. No, whatever Dale with it, she and I were talking at. See, I was like, yeah, fucking... Yeah, they kill
no,
I was
I
really
had
depressed.
Seen it. I thought you were talking about the new season, and I
no,
thought
no, this,
you were talking
was,
about
this was
Herschel.
Quite some time. No, this is some time ago, whenever that had first come on, we were talking about
no,
it.
No, we were talking about it like 3-4 weeks ago.
No. This
and
is this
seen...
is longer than that. This is before. This is before the season. This is whenever we were talking about second season. I said, you know, I was really depressed and pissed. I was like, man, they killed somebody off. I really wish it wouldn't have. And I was just like, it sucks too the way he goes out. Such a pussy thing. The guy can snipe a fucking zombie from like, yeah,
half a mile away.
Yeah, and he fucking trips over a dead cow and then gets fucking his gut ripped open by the zombie that he just didn't see.
Have you seen that meme online? I saw that has a picture of Rick and it says, "Give him the fuck, sort of gives a fuck, doesn't give a fuck."
Oh yeah, yeah.
Awesome.
That's about how season 1, 2, and 3 go.
Well, so I like where they're going with the new season with Rick because they're kind of following the comic of him becoming unhinged, which is awesome because he's actually turning more into Shane than he even wants to admit, which is awesome as shit. It's nice to see it. So,
has anybody played War
Z? That's the one that I know.
War Z?
Yeah.
It's like
I got the demo for it or the beta for it, but I haven't really touched it yet.
I don't care.
Again, one of those things I don't have enough time yet.
See, to me, it's like a better DayZ right now until DayZ becomes a standalone game because it's like...
The inventory system's probably a lot better.
Well, yeah, first of all, the inventory is smooth. The inventory on DayZ is like so clunky, even when you figure it out and you know exactly what you're doing.
Sometimes you still fuck it up.
You just
lose a weapon.
It's clunky. You're like, oh, whoops, I picked up that weapon and now everything that was in my bag is gone or then it just disappears. And it's like, they haven't fixed that. The zombie animations are like so... It's like, first of all, the zombies are like Jedi zombies. They can like do anything. Like they just need a lightsaber and to cut you.
Yeah.
But like the War Z zombies,
Jedi zombies.
The War Z zombies are like, I got the beta finally, but like they're basically to me more like a zombie would be like kind of ADD ish. Like if you run from it long enough, it doesn't just hunt you down and catch you, and it just like it goes away eventually. You know what
no.
I mean?
It's like every time I think about DayZ, I think about that time you and I were making our way through. Okay, it was great. We were making our way through this town, and we had been surviving for quite some time. We were alive. Way longer
like
than
seven
we thought
hours,
and we had amassed a really good stockpile of shit, lots of beans,
And we were just making our way to, was it... Cherno? Yeah, to Cherno. Yeah, we're trying to make our way to Cherno. No, opposite side of Cherno. Electro. Yeah, we're trying to get to Electro from Cherno. And we're in this small town. We're playing it safe, ducking, keeping out of view, listening for gunshots, all that stuff. And we make it into this small town, and we go to this bar and just fucking zombie raid. We wipe them out, get our shit, we start moving along, and we come walking up, and all of a sudden, out of nowhere, no, zombies, just zombie rush, and I'm like, fuck it, run. So we start running. We get across the road, and we turn around, and we look behind us, and there's 30 zombies on this fence that are climbing over it, but then all of a sudden, this guy on a bicycle comes by. We're like 20 zombies crowded around him. And because he's run out of momentum, so it's just
Is it a guy like one of you guys?
No, playing the game. Dude, we did. Yeah, it was some dude. Yeah, some guy.
Like another player.
Yeah. And what happened was, is the zombies are punching him and shit, and he's just going by really slow. And then they all turn and they come after us. So we book it and we run up to. I tell him, dude, just run up this mountain sideways.
Yeah.
By the lighthouse, they can't do it. They can't because they're trying to follow you. Exactly where you go, and if you run sideways, I've lost zombies like that before.
Yeah.
So we start doing it. I've done it with 5.
Yeah.
Not 30. So we're running up this mountain sideways, and we get to the top, and the guy just messages goes, good luck, guys. We get to the top, and we turn around. I go, did they follow? And all of a sudden, just out of everywhere, zombies, and I get my leg broken. I'm laying on the ground shooting zombies. We survived. I don't know how the fuck we survived.
I ran.
There's a punchline to it.
There's a good punchline.
We come down the hill, and we see this horde of zombies just standing around the bicycle, just sitting there in his dead body,
his
laying on the ground. And I was like, no. His body wasn't there. There's just zombies sitting around. And so we get inside this gas station thing. We're hiding out. We're chilling. And all of a sudden, that guy comes back. And another dude came right before that to try to come in the door, and we shot him dead. Because we're like, at this point, we're like, fuck people. So we shot this guy dead.
You don't trust people unless you know them.
And then that guy shows back up with a whole bunch of zombies, so I type, good luck. Pretty sure he died, so, yeah.
But that was the thing, like, the zombies, like you said, you ran to, like, Electro, like, sometimes we'll be at a spawn point, like, at night. I was, like, on certain surfaces, it was night, I'd crank up the brightness so I could still see. But it's like, that's the thing, those zombies that would be everywhere, like, would follow you from, like, the spawn to, like, all the way to Cherno. And I'm like, but the thing is, it doesn't make sense that the zombies can, like, teleport run to you, but then when you go inside of a building, they lose the ability to, like, maneuver. And then so you could, that was, like, a way to manipulate. You could just, like, instead of taking your time and being all slow and being all, like, this is so awesome, I'm making it to town finally, and this is great, I'm gonna get my beans and everything.
Yeah.
But then, like, you just go in the building, and to me, it's, like, avoiding game mechanics, but what, I mean...
Yeah.
But I did that.
Well, it's because they'd always walk once they're inside.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I would do that, get everything, get out of town, get my, go to Starry Sober, get my rifles and stuff.
I think my favorite one was when we were in the apartments. We had gone to this hospital outside of Cherno, and there's an apartment building right across the way. There's two buildings.
Where you go inside the two,
Yeah, we were sitting inside the hospital. We broke the window to get in and dealt with a couple zombies from that. And we were getting blood packs and stuff, and we were just hanging out. And we decided to go to the building across the way. So we go in there, we go to the top floor, we're looking around, we find some stuff. And then we just see this guy up on the roof taking pop shots and stuff. And he's, like, level with us. So we, like, as soon as we hear the gunshot, we drop.
But he was on the apartment?
No, he was on the roof.
You think
he would
kill you?
Well, no, he wasn't looking for us. He didn't even know we were there. But the way that game goes is after about 2 hours of playing it, you get to the point that the second you hear a gunshot, you hit the ground.
Yeah.
You drop.
You look for where the gunshot. Yeah. You can tell where it's coming from. Yeah. You're like, oh, that's over there.
Yeah.
Is that so you don't get murdered? And
so you don't get murdered because people will shoot you out of nowhere.
Well, they'll shoot you for your equipment, your beams, and everything else.
Because people will hang out in the spawn line along the shore and just come up and shoot newbies as soon as they spawn and take their shit. But we hit the ground and we're looking around through these windows, crouch, and we see the dude. And so Justin starts messaging him, going like, you know, friend or foe. And the guy won't respond.
That's instant giveaway.
Yeah, and so we're like, dude, on hospital, friend or phone. He won't respond, so we're just like, okay, you got about, you know, it's like you got two, you know, rifles aimed at your head
now. Well, I didn't say two rifles. I said, I got a team of guys aimed at you, but identify yourself, friend or foe.
Yeah.
I don't even mess.
I just bluffed.
And the guy just logged out.
I ran.
I was a jerk about it. Like, I'd be like, friendly. Like, if people would be watching the hangar, I'd be like, I got you covered. Come here, friendly, to the airport. As soon as they step on the staircase, just cap them. And I would just get so much beans that way and, like, ammo. They would, because the thing is, I would go to the first airport right next to Electro. And I would get all the ammo and stuff and then, like, just tell people, like, yeah, come over here, I'll help you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
See, I love that game, and I would play it more often. Did they fix a lot of the server problems with the updates and stuff?
I haven't played it since. Yeah.
Well, I told Chad up at work if he'd get me set up on one of those Amazon servers.
Oh yeah, we got the server and stuff. But
that's the thing about War Z. The server thing is not like it's so much better for War Z. Like if you want to have your own private server, you're in control of it, not the. Like, because DayZ, just because it's a mod, it's not an actual, you know, game standalone.
Yeah, I'm still playing on an armor server.
So, yeah. So, basically, you can't control everything on your server. But you could have, like, just us five or, you know, whoever. And and you could just put it that all on your server and we could run around and just survive
together. So, what's the big difference between DayZ and War Z? Because we've had some goofy-ass tales with DayZ, but...
Speaking of Chad, we got tired of all the hacks because we would spend, like, 10 hours, like, seriously, like, me, him, and his brother... We'd spend like 10 hours like getting all this stuff. We'd be like a mob, you know, we'd be running around, we'd have all the best weapons, and just only to get like capped by somebody. We're like, there was nobody around, because I'd have thermals on, he'd have my six covered, you know, we'd be like military, you know, and then all of a sudden we're all dead somehow, like nobody could have killed us. And we figured out it was cheating, like people were teleporting and hacking and stuff. So then we got tired of it, and then we actually were like, well, you know, this game's just done for us right now. And then so like I went to this like hack forum, and then like I downloaded hacks, and then so I just started spawning a crate with all the weapons for us. And so I would go to town to where the people that were killing us with the hacks, and we'd purposely try to find the hackers, and our mission was just to kill them. And then like we would actually help people out. We would be like, oh, here's some beans, or like here blah blah blah. But like if they were playing legit, you know, but we'd find like the hacker. We were like basically
hacker death squad,
the hacker vigilantes basically. And then like that was fun. And we'd get on top of that tallest building in Cherno, and then like just camp out and watch people and stuff, and like we would wait till somebody like killed someone, worked their way all over across town, and then like they would loot the person that they murdered, and then we would murder them, go down there, just keep doing it. But
what about like Jumper, like they were doing on Jumper, or that new movie with Bruce Willis,
or Looper? Like,
what is it called?
Looper. Saw that.
Yeah. You already saw it?
Yeah,
so... No, I didn't get to watch. Actually,
I've been in a freaking coma. I thought that was
a
brand new...
The girl we know is one of the executive producers for it, so
yep.
We're kind of bad because we didn't go see it.
I still want to.
I know, so do I.
I just haven't
seen it.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it either.
We're friends with the chick, but we still haven't gone to see it.
You see, first of all, I love the actors. I'm not going to spoil anything. I love the actors, but it just didn't... I don't know.
We'll let her know.
There's some things I still haven't seen. I haven't seen Expendables 2. I haven't seen Looper.
Me either.
I went to go see Judge Dredd, and that was...
Yeah, that's the last thing I saw. Was
the remake?
Dredd. Yeah.
Can't remake it without him.
Yeah.
Like,
original. No, it's actually... It's way better than... So
I
never liked Stallone as Judge Dredd, sorry.
Don't you say that.
Sorry, man.
Don't you say
that.
I like him as Rocky and Rambo. That's about it.
Was Judge Dredd... Was it good?
First Blood.
Judge Dredd is pretty awesome.
If you ever read Judge Dredd, the comic, then you'll like it. If you liked the comic, because it's just very flat.
I never read the comic, but I saw the original.
Well, it's very, like, flat, very dry, and very just, you know, whatever.
Really?
And
that's my kind of humor.
Yeah. And that's how the movie is, so.
Yeah.
Very two-dimensional for a 3D movie.
Yeah, it's kind of like RoboCop. RoboCop, the original, is the first RoboCop movie was very dry and just kind of... gritty.
Tuning sad when he gets sawed up. I can't watch it anymore. They
no.
Cut him up. I'm like, oh,
they cut RoboCop up? Or
yeah.
when they
chop his arms off and all
yeah.
that crap.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, this
no,
sucks.
No, it's even
this
worse.
Movie. Yeah,
it's
no.
If you watch the unrated version and the whole death scene with Murphy where he's getting like blown away and stuff, you're just like,
and it keeps
just
like his family.
Red Foreman, what are you doing?
And Red Foreman.
Yeah.
That's hilarious. I watched it when I was really young, and it was before that crazy 70s shit.
I know. I love...
But yeah, that's what it felt like to me. I was like,
I love RoboCop. It's still one of my favorite movies. I'm actually eager to see the remake just to see if they actually continue where Verhoeven was going to go with it, with just doing the really gritty, nasty NC-17 version.
I bet they will.
So I hope they do.
I bet they will.
But of course, when is it scheduled? Is it scheduled for a summer release? Or
I want to say summer.
In that case... Probably not. They're probably going to make it PG-13 to get as many people in there. It's the same thing they did with Live Free Die Hard. It's a rated R series, but for Live Free Die Hard, they went with the PG-13 release in theaters just because it was a summer release and they wanted to get kids in there.
Well, all I
got to
do is hide the boobs
the
and limit the fucks. Hide the boobs, limit the fucks.
Yeah,
PG.
Yeah, but then they're just going to put out the unrated version as a DVD-only thing, so that way, in order to actually see it, and it's going to be a very small difference as to what you're actually seeing. It's just,
well, it's like, how do you say yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker, if it's PG-13?
Exactly, which
right.
he didn't say it. Yeah.
Pissed.
Well, actually, after four movies, I'm kind of glad he didn't. Okay? It was getting a little stale.
Arnold not saying I'll be back.
I kind of love it.
I love it. For me, Live Free Die Hard is one of those movies where somebody wrote a script for a different movie and somebody goes, well, that's Die Hard. Let's just make it into Die Hard.
Dude, that could totally be a good Die Hard movie. Let's do it.
What, somebody writing a script?
No, that's what I was like. It's like just take random scripts, pile them.
So, one thing I was going to say, just kind of throwing down the mod hammer, probably kind of gone a little long in this first half.
Yeah.
I think what we'll do is we'll come back and do our Halo 4.
Well, I had a couple pet peeves about Assassin's Creed I wanted to throw out.
Okay, we'll jump into that.
Some glitches.
Okay.
Okay. So I've already beaten the game.
Yeah. Way to go bringing this back 30 minutes later, Trent.
Yeah. Well, we got stuck on other shit. But no, I already beat the game. My biggest around problem so far with the game is, one, I got locked inside of a rock. It never happened when I was playing the game until I beat it. All the glitches started to happen after I beat the game. That one I don't care about. That could have happened at any point. What really made me mad was I went back and tried to replay some of the naval battles, and my boat would go forward and then go into cinematic, and this is like the very first naval battle when you're first learning how to actually use the ship, and they bring you up to these two British ships that are grounded up on rocks, and you're supposed to use them for target practice. Can't move the boat. The boat will not fucking move. Reloaded it, won't fucking turn the thing off, turn it back on, would not fucking move. And I was like, great, the entire mission's glitched. I can't get 100% synchronization. Because the fucking boat is glitched. The mission's glitched.
Did you start the whole mission over?
Yeah, I started the whole thing over multiple times. It just will not move, and I'm hoping they release a patch that'll fix it, but if they don't, then there goes my achievement for 100% synchronization, which I always
go for.
That's
upsetting.
Yeah, that one fucking mission. Yeah, fuck that shit. So if anybody else has experienced glitches with replaying memories where they just don't work right, sadly, how is that kind of how ironic that is? But anyway, or how fitting, I mean. But, they need to fix that shit, because there's going to be a lot of OCD motherfuckers out there that are just going to burn Ubisoft to the ground. So, I never had that problem with any Assassin's Creed game. So.
Is that it?
That's the A-team for you.
Okay.
Oh, also, one other thing, which, if you go back and play Assassin's Creed, you'll remember that on PC, when you go in and you quit the game, there's no return to Windows screen. It just kind of takes you back to the desktop and you have to crash the game, basically, to get out of it. And there was always stuff like that that always bugged me with the way that they had set up the entire interface.
Even the Alt F.
Yeah, you have to Alt Tab out and just Task Manager, crash the game. There's no quit. There's just quit the game, takes you back to desk. Sorry, takes you back to the load screen, to the start menu.
So like no window, but it would keep an app running basically.
Oh no, it's still there.
Shit.
It just takes you. The only options are to play the game. That's it. There's no quit to desktop. I forgot about that. And that user interface shit.
The user interface
makes a return since it's the A-team back again. Makes a return. And Assassin's Creed 3, where whenever you go into shops, there's no purchase all. So if you want to buy arrows, you got to buy arrow back. But you can only hold like 10 at a time, but still it's annoying as shit when you're doing that for 20 different items. Because you can hunt, so you can buy bait and snares and crap like that, and you're just sitting there buying over and over again. Things they should have really thought out, you know? That's annoying as shit, so I just stopped buying shit and just started pickpocketing and killing people for their crap. I was like, screw this. That user interface shit just gets really annoying. But that's about my only pet peeves with it.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, we'll come back, talk about some Halo 4, bring in some of the news and the question and all the rest of the shit, so stay tuned.
That's the part I'd like to get to.
And we're back after four fuck ups.
Yep.
Mostly Vic's fault.
That was a good one. Oh, fuck. Yeah.
So, wanted to bring it back and talk about a little bit more Halo since we knew that was going to take a minute. We actually started getting into some discussion on Halo. Like, as soon as we got off the show, we started talking about Halo, so.
That's my fault.
That's okay, though, because we're all fairly excited, and I've played through about 2-3 hours of it so far. I'm assuming you guys have played about the same, maybe?
No, it was like, what was that, like 40 minutes, 45 minutes, an hour.
Oh, okay. Yeah, not so a lot. You haven't gotten into some of the new weapons yet, have
no,
you?
No, just into some of the new weapons, but mostly into the graphics that are just insane.
We were just like running around like this. Look at this wall, like, and we're just like.
So you guys playing co-op story mode?
Yeah, campaign.
Yeah, did you guys notice like how good the CG is? Like when it goes to the cutscenes.
Yeah,
Holly.
Yes, we noticed.
I want to take Cortana to come down. She needs to get done.
Actually, I was talking about that with him the other night when I walked into his room and he was playing. He was playing it, and they showed this behind shot of Cortana, and I was like,
yeah.
Okay, now, not so much 343, I'm not going to talk about them, but in the universe of Halo, what programmer decided that Cortana needed a badunk-a-dunk?
I'm just saying,
like,
okay,
we got a whole bunch of semen.
If you're getting
ship
shot
space,
at.
Because that's what they're called in the end. They're pretty much semen. They're in
that's
space.
That's Navy, that's not Marines.
I know, but still. We got a whole bunch of people on a battleship in fucking space. Let's give them an AI that's got one of the juiciest asses they've ever fucking seen.
Trust me, if you want someone to listen to you, give a girl's voice
to
a hot girl screaming at you, you will do whatever she wants.
How many people request Cortana to show up in their room on their little holo thing and just whack off to her?
Just sprays right through the hologram. You're like, every time it's like a letdown, it's going to hit her in the face. It's like, oh, through her face. She's like,
that would be a great scene for the online video. So they had some guy just shoot like 3D sperm and it like stops and goes Wachowski spin around. And you hear the bass drum.
We actually didn't get out of the crowd room for a while. Vic was like standing there the whole time. He's like, oh, cool. Time.
Just peeping. And, hey, I'm sorry. I've been naked with 50-something dudes for like damn near 3 months, okay? If I see a freaking glowing blue girl that's made of freaking zeros and ones, I'm going to be like, hello.
Well, so what I was getting to, though, is like so when it goes into cinematics, that's some of the best CG I've seen, period.
Oh, yeah.
I was telling Trent it's like fucking Avatar quality when they go into fucking CG. Like you're looking at like all the lines on her face and like the iris and everything else and just like the hair and the way that they're doing it and the way that they move, the way their lips are synced, like everything. I was like, this is fucking impressive.
Yeah. It's immersive. It really is. The whole thing is immersive. Like the story is just...
Just brag about it. Just keep bragging.
So here we
are. Holly, I know a certain somebody that has a spare copy of it.
I'll take it.
And it may have been offered to you.
I knew I wasn't going to have time to play it today.
Hey, Vic, I'll give you a welcome home handshake.
Oh, yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
See if that thing still works.
Yeah, hopefully
just
not.
Coughs dust. It's like...
hopefully it's just a lot of rubbing with no real outcome. So I can
it would be like literally like three strokes and it just explodes.
Yeah,
like freaking,
I don't know
just,
if I can even...
Blip.
I
see what you did.
If I can do three strokes even.
You just touch it and it's like, ah!
And we're kind of afraid, like... You gotta mess around with the chicken and it just goes off.
Oh, your jaws are too tight.
That doesn't usually happen. Let's go for round two. Oh, round three. Now this is the charm. Third time's the charm.
Yeah.
Still. Nope.
Nope. Four or five. We'll get this. We'll get it.
But speaking of story, though, to me, so far with Halo 4, and I didn't know how I was going to feel about 343, and Scott may still disagree with me because he's a big Bungie fan, and you may still disagree with me, Trent.
I have to play it. That's.
But. 343 has done a really good job of really working on the story side of it. And, like, with Halo in general, there's always been some story, but you've always kind of had to glean the broad picture of what's going on. It's never just outright tells you exactly what's going on. I mean, it's always kind of like that silent hero thing, kind of like what you have with Doom or any old shooter. Like, your guy just kind of is in the background. You are the Master Chief. Mm-hmm. This one, the Master Chief is talking back and forth with Cortana, and that's not something that really happened.
Well, that was the problem with the original Halo 1, 2, and 3, is Master Chief really, you know, 1, 2, there
it's
really wasn't
the
a story, yeah. But when they got to Reach is when they really started to kind of come into actually telling a story, and Reach is probably one of the best video game stories I've ever run across.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it actually, like when you're
at
on
the end of that
game. Ship, and that guy picks you up and just throws you out the field,
George.
And you know, he's you're leaving him to die. You actually, like, you're just like, oh.
Like, I almost got emotional at the end of the game.
Yeah,
like,
it's really fantastic.
It was kind of touching at the end.
The fucking last man standing, dude, is just, you're just like, fuck, dude, that's hardcore. Yeah.
It's like the ending of a good movie, you know?
You can feel that kind of thing coming, too. It's like I don't know if that was like some kind of foreshadowing or whatever with like, whenever somebody makes a comment, whoever's interrogating the doctor who made the suits, the Spartans, and he's like, she's like, are you wanting to replace him or whatever? Like, kind of alluding to, like, somebody else coming in to, you know, step in and fill the role. Like, makes you think, like, no, Chief, is something actually going to happen to him now? No. You know, it's like...
But there's a lot of back and forth going on between Cortana and Master Chief now. So there's a lot of, like, dialogue going on throughout the entire game. You feel like you have some kind of purpose as you're playing through it, more so than you did before. And obviously there was purpose and there's a big deal about the Halos and everything else, but there just feels like there's a lot more emphasis on story than
there's actual context now. Because in the first one, it's just, hey, we crashed on this Halo. We need to keep the Covenant from taking control of it. Go here. Now go here. Now go here. Now go here. Second one, pretty much same thing. You know, it just kind of got a little...
Well, no, it was like, Earth's in trouble.
Yeah. You know, and then with
They're
Reach...
They're attacking their homeland. Fuck them.
Yeah, and with Reach, it got a lot more in-depth, and was just really kick-ass, so, you know.
All I know is from that, like, whatever hour we played, it was like, so far, I'm just like, wow, it's already impressive.
It's amazing. They went back to single-wielding, then we're dual-wielding.
Yeah.
Well, they were dual-wielding in Reach, though.
No, there's no.
But that was a prequel. It's kind of like.
It's kind of like breaking you into, like, you're not dual wielding now. So.
Yeah. Well, you say it's a prequel, but at the same time, they brought fucking jetpacks in.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
They might have realized that they were unsafe devices and stuff.
Yeah, they were just continuing.
And running is very unsafe, too, right?
So, have you guys gotten into
sprinting and all that?
So, have you guys gotten any of the new abilities yet?
No. All we've done is experimented with the running already there, not having.
When you say new weapons, what have you gotten?
We got the. What was that? What was that gun? The gun that shoots like a plasma cannon. Is that even new?
Plasma. It's a plasma, but it's not. It's like a.
Yeah, I've never seen it before. I don't
like know. It's like a plasma.
It's like a carbine, but it's
semi, a battle rifle, but it's plasma.
Exactly.
I've never seen that before. I loved it.
It wasn't.
It burns ammo like in 5 seconds. Though.
But it's good, and it doesn't like
it's good
overheat
for dropping shields.
So, like pretty much.
Yeah, it's pretty much drop elite shield, switch over, dead. You know.
So. There's that, and then once you run into the Prometheans, or whatever they're calling them right now, you get new weapons from them, which is...
Prometheans.
Yeah.
Wrong game.
Right. No, I think they're...
Protheans.
No.
No. Forerunners, whatever you want to call them.
Whatever. But either way, once you run into them, some of the weapons they have...
Scatter shot and everything.
Like, they basically have a shotgun of sorts. They have a battle rifle of sorts. They have a sniper rifle of sorts. They have a pistol of sorts, but they all overcharge and do different things. Like, the pistol overcharges and does this, like... Dead space, like, dual beam thing, which is really fucking cool.
Pretty sick.
The way that they, like, reload and everything. Like, I always notice the little animations when they reload. Like, they've added a lot more animations to that stuff, which is just intense. So, like, I just... Anytime I get a chance to reload, I'm just reloading just to watch the animation and everything. It's kind of badass. But the, yeah, the new weapons are actually... It's different because, to me, they started with something fresh. Obviously, the new enemies are something different. Some of the new abilities, so, like, you had overshield and things like that before... Well, now you got a shield, which is like a knight's shield of sorts. It's like this weird holographic shield that goes in front of you.
That blocks incoming.
That'll block incoming shots. So
kind of like an Omni tool.
Kind of like,
sorry,
sort of. But
damn,
it's,
that game is so good.
Yeah.
But yeah, so it has something kind of like that where you throw up this shield in front of you, this holographic shield, and your shields won't recharge while it's up. But if you need to get out of a tight spot. It's pretty fucking handy. So you throw up the shield back up around the corner, getting covered,
so
or your shields recharge.
So if your shields get done, you could put up that shield and just to get out of a hot spot, but your shields don't.
Yeah, there's also like a sentry turret of sorts now, which is one of the abilities where you throw up this little like iBot thing that starts taking out enemies while you're firing, which is really fucking cool.
Do they have that shield thing in multiplayer? Well, you haven't touched
it. I haven't touched multiplayer.
I've watched multiplayer. They do have it. And
okay.
Yeah.
Is it the shield like the Jackal shield, kind of?
Well,
sort of.
The real bitch is the Promethean vision. Like, everybody's going to be using that because it's like you see through
vision.
Walls.
Yeah, it's heat vision that you can see through
walls.
That sucks.
It's like the far side. Because
now you can't camp lifts.
That's okay because it's...
Like, oh, somebody's waiting right there.
Yeah. Throw a grenade.
There's some other new weapons. There's a railgun now, which is kind of cool. Been using some of that. The grenades, obviously. There's a new grenades, which I haven't quite figured out what exactly they do. It looks like they make like a little black hole thing, and then they fucking explode or implode.
I mean,
whatever.
Like Singularity from SF. Sorry.
Yep.
Yeah.
Just saying.
You throw that at, yeah.
But like all said, like Halo's needed some fresh weapons for a while. Like there's always been variations over the last few years.
Yeah.
Like your BR is going to change a little bit from game to game. Your DMR is going to change a little bit from game to game.
Yeah.
The Magnum either sucks or it's good. It seems like it's good now.
I'm just glad this has the option of DMR and DMR. Or Battle Rifle, sorry.
Right. And over the little bit that I've played so far, I've been fairly impressed.
So you can actually load out with both now rather than just...
I don't know if you can have both in multiplayer, but I know both options are in the game. Like,
so you can actually load out with a battle rifle and assault rifle. Sorry, and sniper rather than just one
pistol.
Right.
Yeah,
nice.
You don't have to have
a
pistol.
Right.
Nice.
It's just two weapons, so which is pretty fucking cool. But one of the other things I was noticing is just like when you talk about detail on this game versus other games, like there's a lot of detail in the graphics. They also notice that Master Chief's armor is a little bit different. It feels more like there's armor over like a crisis suit.
Yeah.
Like, that's what it reminds me of. Like, he's wearing some kind of like weird Kevlar bodysuit thing underneath it. And then he's got armor that looks like it's fitted over. It's not just like a big bulky armor suit.
Yeah, he has so much texture now. It's like
real. Yeah, we'll also take a look at when, you know, the last Halo game that had Master Chief. You know, it's just time for kind of to kind of up the graphics a bit on him. And make like it's a little bit more detailed.
It's a pretty big jump. Like, Reach looks pretty good.
I'm impressed.
This looks really good. Like, well, this and Assassin's Creed 3 are two of the best-looking games I've seen in a long time.
I was going to say, they're pushing the graphics engine, like, as far as
I don't even know how the 360 is even doing what it's
squeezing
doing.
That out, yeah.
But it's like, I was watching you play, and I was like, it looks really glossy.
Yeah, glossy.
I was like, everything looks really glossy, and the explosions were just very, a lot more...
There's more reds. There's more.
They were more detailed particles. Than explosions. And like when you're fighting off the plasma cannon, and it actually had a cloud around it, you know, plasma cloud with the impact. And I was like, that's different. It's no longer just a big, just a big fucking light.
Laser
light.
And looking through the scope is like, I know it's just like a simple thing, but it's like less boring because it's like, oh, like you know which gun you're looking through just by like the HUD. You know, it's like that's cool.
They went crazy with it.
Yeah,
the HUDs are really cool on a lot of the different scopes. But, like, going back to what I'm talking about was, like, story in general. Like, that's something that hasn't been as focused on a lot of the Halo games until Reach. Again, some other people that really die hard will argue that point, but I think that they are really pushing the story element on this so far. Like, trying to get you involved early with the Halo story so you kind of feel like you have a little bit more personal investment in the character. And... I don't know, you're talking about LAN parties. I mean, the history of Halo goes way back.
Oh, yeah.
I was looking at the story the other day. It was saying that Halo franchise has sold, like, 43 million units over its lifetime for a total of, like, $3 or $4 billion.
That's crazy.
Not that I like to be jumping on a bandwagon. I'm not a big Call of Duty player or anything like that. But, like, Halo has a history with Microsoft in general. You got your Xbox. My brother bought the Xbox for that. I originally played Halo with him and then played Shenmue. So I come back from college or whatever, and I'd play Shenmue with my brother, and then we'd trade controllers or whatever. Then we'd play Halo for, like, the afternoon or whatever, and I'd go back to school, like, the next couple of days. But, like, it's been kind of a weird experience with me. Like, that's the only console game that I played for a long time when I was playing all these PC games in college. Would be, like, fucking Halo, and I played Knights of the Old Republic on PC, so...
Yeah. And Halo's always been that game, like, if I need to pull away from any game to, like, I'm just, like... Time to de-stress, and it's like, go play Halo. It's like,
well, if you want to do multiplayer or whatever, especially if you got friends that play, it's like, hey, you want to play a little bit, like a couple hours of Halo?
Yeah.
Remember Will from work?
Yeah.
Before he left, we'd play Halo or whatever on our freak. We had a split shift, and me, you, and Will, would play on our split. So like, we'd have 4 hours to do nothing, but play fucking Halo, which was a fucking blast. So back when Reach came out.
Now with multiplayer, game modes are always not game modes, but game modes are always of interest. Now I like the introduction of Invasion on Reach. Do they have Invasion? Obviously, they probably do on Halo 4. Have you guys tried it out at all?
I haven't tried that.
Haven't? Ah, damn. I always loved Invasion.
There was some other new game type on there that everybody was talking about. It was
I think they gave Infection a facelift now, to where I think you actually start to actually look like a zombie.
I don't know. We'll find more about that next week because I am sure I'm going to be playing some multiplayer. Because me and you, Trent, need to get into some multiplayer on Assassin's Creed, and then
we do.
Maybe we'll talk about that later. I was going to say videos, but I don't know. I don't want to commit to something. I don't know if I do or not.
Oh, for story wise,
for game modes and stuff like that.
Oh, for game modes on Halo or for
Assassin's Creed.
Assassin's Creed. The biggest problem is you got to be really careful on what you record because it is such a there's a lot in that
story-driven game. I know, but like maybe multiplayer or something.
I will tell you one thing. When it comes to villains, I'm not going to say who it is, but the villain in that game, probably one of the best overall villains in any Assassin's Creed game. Just when you get into it and you get into the cinematics with them, it's just
awesome. So Darth Vader's in the game.
Yeah, basically. Close enough. The guy's a fucking dick, but it's amazing.
Fair enough. The light bulb clicked when you said that.
Yeah. Oh, well.
I figured it out. But, so what are you guys' thoughts on Halo so far? I mean, I know you guys are just now jumping in, but...
Well, my first special edition red-ringed, so I was kind of upset about that. Got that swapped out, got it finally turned on, was able to finally play.
mean Xbox?
Yeah, special edition Xbox. Crapped out. So, got the new one, and it's freaking amazing. I kind of like how it's single-wheeled, too, and not dual-wheeled. Because it would just got overpowered, or they weakened the guns, so it was the same damage anyways. And you had to have two guns.
Yeah.
It was cool, you could mix and match them, but then it sucks because your ammo is kind of like all jumbled, and it was just trash. And then when you couldn't find ammo for one, you had one gun, you're weak sauce, and you got murdered.
Yeah.
So, they brought melee back, too. Like, you can wail on some people now.
Yeah, I've done some assassinations already. They've been pretty creative.
I like the fact that we're in heroic. We're like, we were going to start legendary. We're like, yeah, let's just, we want to enjoy it more the first time, not be so challenging, but like heroic. And it's like, I can still like two-shot elites with, you know, melee. I'm like,
if you're good, yeah, if you're good, you can get them.
I just shoot him from the front as he swings. I'll move and just, you know, did a little melee, knock him down. He's dead. Yes.
And they're smart as shit, too.
The AI
is good.
The AI is so much smarter. Like,
they play like players.
They flank you. They will flank you.
They were trying to do that in Reach, where you would sit there and bunker up behind something, and depending on the game mode you were in, they would straight up just fucking bomb rush you.
But they would still two-step. You'd take two steps aside, they'd kind of move. You could predict what they're going to do.
Yeah, for
like that two-sidestep thing. Now they're just freaking, they're freaking crazy.
But in
crazy
Reach,
bumpers.
When they were in cover, they'd still just freaking, just come up and pound your ass from both sides.
Well, it's like I got stuck on a bridge, and one time I was on the bridge, one of them climbed up behind me and then, suicide grenaded me. And I thought I was safe, and then I did it again, and then they spawned a different set of enemies, and those guys took me out. And they did it again, and then they started chucking grenades at me from the side, and so I'm just like, well, instead of playing it the same way every time, I need to adapt.
Well, it's like this, like when you're coming, like for example, when you first come out of the ship, like when the ship's crashing and everything, and you're like, they're just floating around, and then you're getting sniped from a couple different spots. Well, it was tactical military moves that the Covenant were doing on us. Like, we're coming over, I'm like, all right, Vic, you go to the left, I'm going to come around the right, you know, and then we switched up. And then you have, even the little grunts are smart. They're, coming around from the side while the sniper is covering their fire. And then you have another elite over here. You take his shields down, and he's taking cover until his shield recharges, and then the other guys are still coming on. It's like, wow, the AI is, so impressive. I'm just like, wow, that's...
There's more people that have been invested in this game than any other Halo game so far.
Yeah.
And a lot of people from the original dev team, from, I think, even some of the people from Bungie are in on it right now. So there's a lot of people that are really invested in the game itself, trying to make it good, trying to make it live up to the legacy that has come so far.
Yeah.
I just hope that the end's good. That's going to piss me off if the end's bad, or if halfway through it just...
I don't think we'll be disappointed.
See, for me being a Halo fan from the first game, sitting over there on my shelf... Which, that's my
classic copy
I purchased when it first came out.
That's classic.
Yeah. I fucking love Combat Evolved, you know, when it came out.
Is that
out.
The PC one, though?
Yeah, that's my... Yeah, that was when it first was released on PC.
Yeah.
I still have that shit. And being a huge Halo fan from day one, I just kind of what did I say? I said, I'll give it a chance and play it, but my hopes are kind of midline. I'm not expecting anything when it comes to story. Because it's 343 taking over, so I'm just like, well, I'll go into it the same way I went into Invisible War from Deus Ex.
Yeah.
Because I love
incredible.
Yeah, I love Deus Ex 1, and so when Deus Ex 2 came out, I was like, all right, you know, I'll try this out. I'm not going to expect anything because it's going to be really hard to do a continuation to it. And the fact that I went in with no hopes, I actually loved the shit out of Invisible War. A lot of people hated it. I thought it was great. It was a totally new take on the franchise. So, same with Deus Ex Human Revolution. So,
you didn't know you were going to think about that, then it would have been a pretty decent game.
Totally new team trying to reboot something that was epic, and they did a profound fucking job. So,
aside from the boss fights.
Yeah, the boss fights were a little bit of a cop-out. But, you know.
I'm just waiting to see if there's a hunter-type enemy for the new race.
There's some pretty intense enemies. There's also some kind of... I don't know what exactly to call it, but there's some kind of rifle that's almost a one-shot kill. It only has 4 shots.
Nope.
And so it's a sniper rifle that will penetrate the armor of anything. It just goes straight through shields and kills a guy if you hit shot him. But it's only got 4 shots. So I can't remember what it's called, but it's one of the new Promethean weapons.
That's awesome.
But I really like how a lot of that stuff assembles. They got a pistol. You pick it up, it auto assembles in your hand. That's it was so fucking cool. All the guns kind of do some kind of weird
animation when you pick them up, or reload. Even I like even the reloading animations in this. It's so nice. It's just ugh.
Wait till you guys get a little further. We'll try to wrap this cast up pretty
quick. Well, it's not like they cranked up the brightness so bad that you can't see what's going on. That's what it seemed like with the plasma stuff. Like, it burn up, and you just see so much brightness. You're like, is my TV jacked up? But you're like, hell no. Not mine.
No, not this.
They did that on purpose. But now it's like you can see a ton of attention to detail.
Yeah. It seems, I don't know, does it seem like this for you? But it seems like, and it could just be the difficulty again, but it just seems like the ammo like goes through so much faster than any Halo before.
You really got to scavenge. I feel like the guns, it's not that they're not doing as much damage, but my shields take longer to recharge.
Yeah.
And so I feel like I'm taking a lot more cover than I used to in a lot of Halo games. Like, there's not a lot of charge up there. It's a lot of decision making going on when I'm fighting. It's like, well, I'm going to take out one or two guys. I'm going to wait till my shields recharge. I'm going to take out maybe one or two more guys and then just kind of
take cover again.
Yeah.
Well, it's like real military tactics now. You're like, one person shoots, covers, the other one advances, then you're like, go.
Kind of in tandem, kind of move. Going back
and forth. Yeah, exactly. You run past the person, unload, they run past you.
Or full
like real freaking skills.
Or full beast mode, like when I was like covered and I was about dead, and then just like Vic goes and clears this room out. I was like, "What the hell just happened?" I was like, "There was
they
like
taught me some things that's funny. It actually works on games too."
Yeah, it's like it applies for like there was like four elites, and then there was like a room full of grunts, and then all this, and I'm just like over here. I was getting like killed by like a horde of grunts, and Vic's like, "Okay, like, oh, all right." That's why
some of the best gamers when it comes to first-person shooters, especially tactical ones, you know, are actual people with military training because they actually apply that to what they're doing. And that was back in the day when AI was not the smartest shit in the world. It's like, okay, there's a guy upstairs behind that box. He's not going to move. He's not going to just go up the stairs. We'll cover you. Come up the side. Flank him.
Clap.
Shoot him.
Yeah.
Don't get caught in the crossfire because he's not going to move. He's just going to pop his head out every 20 seconds. So, but nowadays, you know, it's funny because when you actually apply the tactics, they actually feel like you're accomplishing something really awesome because they do move.
This one seems like unexpected shit. This one seems like it's going to be a challenge if you try to solo legendary on this one. I could solo legendary on all the other ones.
Yeah,
but like this.
I love playing legendary on Halo solo because it's just
I'd like to play co-op at some
crazy shit.
Guess what? You have internet and it lets you do that.
It lets you do that. So.
Yeah, there's this thing called the Wi-Fi.
I'm in a coma for 3 months. Come out of my coma for 3 months, and Nos has forgotten what the internet is.
He figured out what smartphones are.
He did. I know it's that old.
Yeah.
Is that Evo over there? What do you got?
Yeah, it's an Evo.
I mean, an old one, but it's still bad.
Oh, that looks kind of familiar.
You know, I was at 2007 on it. What's it have that?
Hey, it's just last year.
DOM on that bastard. What do you got?
I got it fairly cheap.
It's better.
It should
than
have been free, okay?
Because
Samsung Galaxy S
right
Galaxy S3s are going to be $50 on Black Friday.
Oh, that's a little fold, little open up thing.
I like it a lot.
Yeah, I can't do the open thing.
It's an iPhone.
She's a button.
I prefer it.
She's sitting there.
I just got
her button.
Like,
she has
tiny hands.
I used to have a Windows phone that I switched over to iPhone, and to be honest, I really like the Windows phone over the iPhone just because it's more Microsoft oriented, so I can do stuff like my Xbox Live on it. I can do that on iPhone, it's just, it's not integrated in, so I have to go and trust some third-party developer app.
Some crazy developer that doesn't even trust his own car with a vehicle tag?
Yeah, and I'm just like, I don't really want to put my info in here.
The only thing that sucks about having a smartphone is the fact that the battery dies so fucking fast.
And you can
on this
do a lot
thing.
Of dumb shit with it.
Brightness and app killers.
Do you have a Facebook app on there?
I have Facebook Messenger, Twitter, and Twitter Messenger.
If you take off the Facebook app, that kills every phone's battery. Like, if you take off the Facebook, you're like, get 50% battery life.
I like having Facebook on my phone.
Yeah,
just go to the mobile website.
Yeah, you can check it through the browser.
Just go to the mobile.
Yeah.
Just go to
but
the,
that takes so long. So,
just bookmark
so
it. Just open it, bookmark, go. Bookmark, done.
Leave the window open, and then when you freaking open it up,
just
it's
open
like, bam,
tabs.
It's already slide over,
just,
bam, there it
just
is.
Open up new tabs.
There's my FacuBook tab, done.
All right, anyway, enough of Holly's resistance to conform to good ideas.
I know, how dare you?
She's just short.
Reject
like,
intelligent.
Like, whenever
she's
I didn't
short.
Have a smartphone.
It's a woman. It's a woman brain.
When
woman
I
brain.
Didn't have a smartphone, my phone would last 3-4 days without having it, without charging it.
It also
now
wasn't a color screen,
go,
and it didn't have touch screen, and it was stupid.
I can't go, 10 hours
phone.
Without charging it, or
see,
it's
my
fucking
iPhone
dead.
Lasts,
right now.
5 to 7 days without charging. So, and all I do is text on it. I don't really talk on it too much.
I'm on Twitter and Facebook all the time.
This old jalopy will freaking die in, maybe 26 hours, maybe a little over a day. If I charged fully now and then tomorrow night, 2 a.m, it would be.
I'm on my phone all the time.
You know, my new thing is I pick phrases that have the word short in them. Like I said, she's just running short on patience.
Or like,
yeah, that's my whole thing with her. So like I'm saying, she's a little short-sighted.
Wow.
I love you.
No, like, so, I actually, yeah. I work.
Or it's like almost midnight and I'm freaking hungry again. I could go for a short stack at IHOP.
Yeah, exactly. I go like, you know.
Pretty
like,
damn hungry.
I'll get the burger. She'll have the short stack.
We just eat.
Just say, I'm going to get some like taquitos or something.
It's been like 2 hours, hasn't it?
Oh my god, they've got. Have you
I'm
tried
a fat
the
fat bastard now? What the hell are they doing to me?
Bacon cheeseburger taquitos.
What?
Those things are fucking awesome.
Quick Trip.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Done. Deal.
They're the shit.
I had one of those before things. I even left. Like they've been around.
I had,
no,
I had,
man,
I
they
had,
haven't.
I haven't.
Those just came out.
I've had something with bacon in it.
No, I'm,
okay,
I've been
maybe
a
with bacon.
I've been a taquito-holic. I would have known.
Wait, taquito, not a regular cheeseburger log.
So guys,
yeah.
Wait, that's different. That's taquito.
You guys want to play Halo tonight?
Yes.
You like that, wouldn't you?
Shut the fuck up. So Halo, we like it so far.
Yeah, let's just go ahead and stop the podcast now.
I haven't been recording.
They'll kill us. The listeners will kill us.
Play campaign.
I got up last time. I turned it off. Is it just going off? No, I'm joking.
Well then, I'll see you guys later.
Hey, you're not going anywhere, Blue Hair. You got that, Smurf? Marge.
So anyways,
she's short on time.
So I'll be real honest with you guys. I don't have a whole lot of news.
That laugh fest was a little short-lived. I don't know why. It's so
really,
much fun.
You really liked that one, didn't you?
No,
you laughed at his own jokes. That's cute.
No, yeah. I'm just thinking about how fucking ridiculous it is. But it's really fucking fun. It's just a short story.
Shit.
Yeah. Oh man.
You filthy bastard, you.
Yeah. It's like, well, which one's the line to get my new license? It's the short line.
What bus did you take there?
The short bus.
I don't take the short
yeah,
bus.
Yeah, you do.
I'm surprised you didn't pull out the like,
short roof.
Go buy something. I was a penny short.
Yeah. It's like, yeah. You like my new shorts?
You see that new Martin Short movie?
Yeah. Yeah, that's awesome. It's, what's it called? Shorty Vic Short Short.
I'm alright with being short.
Or, oh,
I don't
God.
Care.
I'm shorter than Rick Moranis.
I like it.
Nickelodeon.
I like it.
Salute
yeah.
shorts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have no problems.
It's all women freak me out. Amazons.
So anyways, does anybody else have any news aside from me?
I had some, but my phone died, so no.
I have. Because like
you've been texting this entire time?
That yep.
About That's
it,
funny.
I'll bring it up again.
Say what?
I had one, but we talked about it, but I'll bring it up again. That way you wanted to do it now?
Yeah, go for it.
Dragonborn.
Yeah, we talked about that a little bit.
Yeah.
That was actually one of my stories, too.
Yeah, I got an email from Aaron Losey over at Bethesda, ZeniMax, talking about it, and they were going on about check out this preview, and so I went and watched it, and I'm pretty excited, actually.
I know Johnny's excited. More Skyrim for you.
Well, the last one...
More videos.
What was the last one called? Was it Hearthfire or whatever?
Hearthfire.
I didn't bother picking that one up since
it's
it, wasn't
not bad.
It wasn't really story-oriented, it's just expansion stuff, so it's just added stuff.
It's Minecraft for Skyrim.
So, yeah, so I was just like, I'm not too interested at the moment. So.
Get a home somewhere. Build your house.
We gotta build another Minecraft town.
I have an epic server I can start up anytime. So,
Johnny, send me this.
Yeah,
my
I made
address.
Anyways,
at one point,
yeah.
We'll make another channel.
Yeah. But now, yeah, the new DLC looks phenomenally awesome. I'm very excited to. I don't have my phone on me, so I don't have my dates. But
coming
soon. Yeah, coming soon to a console near you.
Yeah,
Xbox first, obviously. So.
So a lot of people know who Peter Molyneux is. For those of you that don't, he's creator of Fable. Creator of Black and White, Black and White 2. Mm-hmm.
Monster Island.
Yeah, and now he's running a game studio called 22 Cans. He's got that new game called, is it called Cube?
Mm-hmm.
The one where everybody's chipping away until they find some big secret question or whatever, that I think is ridiculous. Sometimes that guy is just like so far off the deep end.
I prefer devoting my computer's time to SETI at home.
Well, he wants everybody to tap. It's a mobile game.
Yeah, I think
until we get to, until they get to the inside of the cube to find the answer. Whatever.
Is it gonna be a number?
I don't know. It's gonna be something life changing, as he says. And if
like,
not, you can tweet him.
Like 42.
I don't know. But he says if it's not impressive enough, you can tweet him and say, "Hey, this is ridiculous." Which, if it's not, I'm gonna tweet him and say it's ridiculous.
So what do they do? They sit there. I've heard about it. I haven't seen it. Do they just sit there and chip away at some giant
Yeah.
Megalithic cube.
Everybody across the world that's playing the game is doing that.
It's all one cube, and they're all chipping away at it.
Yeah, they're all chipping away, and whoever gets the center is going to find the question.
So I think mining away with mine pick.
Yeah, but with your finger. You're just chipping away.
So it's like a fortune cookie.
Right, and so the idea is it's a multiplayer thing. It's like, I was trying to find the simplest gameplay possible to do this. So with Peter Molyneux, I always think that I'm glad that he thinks way outside the box sometimes. It's like with Fable 2 being one of the best games I've ever played.
That was a really good game.
Freaking great.
It's an amazing game. Fable 1's not bad. Fable 2 is really good. Fable 3 is garbage.
Fable 1 is awesome, but it was just like the start, and they built off that insanely.
Fable, I think Fable 2 was way better than 1.
Yeah, Fable 3 was just kind of a really big disappointment.
I mean, who all that has sibling and doesn't want to kill their sister? If you got a sister.
Well, just the whole system with you becoming evil or good or whatever is really neat, but...
Yeah.
I liked becoming good.
Well, I liked at the end of Fable 2 where you had that choice.
Did you ever do the choice where it's like, yeah, I have this like church where I want to burn a bunch of people or something crazy like that?
In Fable 2?
Yeah, or you can lead a bunch of people down into this dungeon.
No, no, that's that. The Dark Brotherhood quest or whatever they're called. Yeah, and you can just lead people there. Because you go in there to rescue a chick, and when you get to the end, you find out the guy who's in the cave says, you have a choice. I can take her life away and stuff, or I can take some of your life. I chose for him to take my life so she would be spared. So he took, like, I think 20 years of my life, so it aged me into an old man with gray hair. But you can lead more people down in there.
Yeah, but I thought stuff like that was really innovative. Things like that.
That was a different one. I'm sorry. No, that was a different quest. No, the one you're talking about was the Brotherhood where you can just bring townspeople, put them in a ring of fire, and pull the thing. I brought the people that pissed me off. Like the ones.
Yes,
I had an orgy, and I caught, like, syphilis from them. So after the orgy, it's just like, everybody follow me.
We're having another orgy right now.
And I was like, burn the disease.
That's awesome.
So there's things like that he's done that have been incredibly good.
Took all the gay guys in town down there.
The ones that are,
The ones with the earrings and the tied up shirts and stuff. Burn them.
That's horrible, Trent.
You're not the only one.
Only you can do that in real life, you know.
I'm
bastard.
I'm
going to kill you too.
Gay guys. I'm friends with a lot of gay guys, and I'm totally about gay marriage. Hey, do what you want to do. But in a video game, I'm allowed to do what I want. If I want to take every Hawaiian person down and burn the shit out of them, I fucking will.
So, and when you feel bad about it, just have some white wine.
He would burn my brother.
Fuck yeah.
Yes. Yes, I would. But as for that cube game, whatever the question is, whatever the answer is, if you can't add in bed at the end of it, I'm totally out.
Well, apparently he's feeling a little bit old now, and he's in his 50s now, and he's saying that he's going to make one more proper game, and that's going to be it for him with making like large title games. And as long as I really hope he really works on this one, I'd like to see something creative and original from him.
Yeah,
that ends up maybe being an RPG or
maybe
whatever,
even like
something with a lot of substance and a lot of story.
Maybe one last really good Fable. Fable 3, fuck Fable Journey.
Well, Fable Journey's not even done by him anymore.
I know, but fuck that and just go with
Fable Dungeon
really
Burger.
Good follow-up to Fable 2. Like, something that's actually really
that
fucking
be,
good.
That would be awesome.
And
a really good comeback from Fable 3 would be nice.
But hell, I wouldn't probably play it, but, like, even take Fable into an MMO-type situation.
Well, let's not say MMO, please.
Let's make it a two worlds.
I'm having a hard enough time with the Skyrim MMO or the new whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Even if it has the same battle system, I don't want to play any more MMOs right now.
Yeah,
like I'm even having a hard time playing War Z. Now I know that's something I can probably drop in and drop out, but I just have a hard time with MMOs. It's the same thing with like MechWarrior Online, with it being like always online or whatever. I'm having a hard time with MMOs. I don't have the time to invest in it to be good enough to play competitively with other people. So it's to me one of those things. I mean, maybe I'm a little bit of a hypocrite.
No, you want to be able to play it proper. And
it's like, I can play Halo or something like that and maybe get my ass whipped by other people, but it's always going to be ranked, you know? I don't know where I'm going with this. But anyways, he's going to make one more game, and that's going to be it for Peter Molyneux, apparently.
Possibly.
He's probably lying.
Yeah. He might go into just doing mobile app games at that point, since he's already exploring into that. So, and those are much easier to develop. Don't cost as much or take as much time.
But other than that, I'll just be honest with you. I don't have a whole lot prepared for news. I know that the Wii U is coming out really soon.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have a copy reserved because I couldn't get one. Me and Trent tried to go the day after they released the
orders. I went with you. I didn't want one.
My friend Josh is getting one. The guy that was on the podcast two weeks ago.
Yeah.
He's actually getting one. So Yeah, and he said he's more than welcome, or he'll come here and let you guys play it. Whatever.
Well, actually, I think I had talked to you about because we're gonna release an episode for Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
But we're thinking about having him. I mentioned having him back for that one.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah. We'll
yeah.
Kind of let that
I talked to him about it too. So I do have one.
Get some news.
Minecraft just put out a patch for the PC where the zombies can actually infect the villagers.
Nice.
And they like immediately turn into zombies.
Amazing.
As well. But you can take time, like if you come up with the right potion, I don't remember what it's called, but if you come up with the right potion, you can turn them back into normal villagers. I'm not going
to
try that.
You need to play
come with
the
right potion,
Sully.
I don't have that on PC.
It's like $15.
Come with the right potion.
Yeah, but
wait, I have
$9.
PC?
Yeah.
It's like 20. It's like 20 now.
Whatever.
Yeah.
And swipe magic cards.
So
magic
that.
Cards that just have plastic shaped money.
Yeah.
They work all day long.
Yeah. We'll figure out something, Holly. We can clean my house.
Dude, I bought Minecraft.
Government pays for a lot of things. I'm just saying. They pay me to get beat.
I cleaned your house before.
Have you?
Yeah.
When?
Like whenever I first started hanging out with you guys, I'm pretty sure I cleaned your kitchen.
You know, 12
like
years ago,
times.
Back
no,
then.
She didn't. She never did.
I did too.
She didn't.
Actually, you know that oven really needs cleaned. I'd be willing to pay you.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Sexist. Reach into the back. It'll be an episode of Salad Fingers. We
have
episode 4.
You have to do addresses Cortana though.
Help me. Help.
Buy me the latex. Help.
No, no
I
latex.
I like it when the red
flush,
water comes.
That's not gonna work.
Yeah.
Can she come and clean my place? I'll go BMT on this place if you want. I'll go crazy. Like,
can we
talk about that?
You want
to top, please do it. It'll make it feel better. All these shelves and shit, all that cracks, little fucking on top of every little blind. They're bastards. They went to the smoke alarm. They like pulled it off the ceiling. Like, dust. Beat your face. It's like, you bastard. You had to take that off the ceiling. There's not even anything. I'm freaking 5'8", 5'9" when I stretch or stand on my dick. And then I'm trying to reach, you know, the bastards. Sons of bitches. Fucking 6'4", fucking talks like this. What are you doing, Trinity? Fucking A, what are you fucking mutant? Get out of here. You fucking psycho. Get the fuck out of here. You fuck. I'll beat my face, but if you fucking
Colossus.
Turn your back, I'll be flipping you off, you piece of crap. No, they kill you for that.
Okay. So anyways, has anybody got any other news? I'm sure next week we'll have a lot more news.
No, I'm not pretty
I'm good. Trying to remember
nothing
the
game
ones
related.
That I had off the top of my head. There's one that if you're in America and you have PlayStation Plus, you get Resident Evil 5 for free. You get Portal 2 for 30% off, which brings it to, I think it was like $13.99. And then a few other games, which I cannot think of right now. And then if you're in the UK, you get, I want to say that you get Resident Evil. That could be a complete lie. But I do know you get Crysis 2 for free, and then Ratchet and Clank is like 20% off, I think. But that doesn't start until...
And what is this for?
PlayStation Plus?
Yeah, but I mean, just for having it?
Yeah, just
okay.
For having it.
Okay.
For America, it started today? Or yesterday? And then for the UK, it starts... on the 12th, I believe. I don't know. I'm just trying to remember this off the top of my head, and
she's
it was
lying.
A lot of information.
Yeah, just totally full of shit.
Yep. This is all a lie. PlayStation doesn't even exist.
Game Station, you said?
Game Station.
Playbox.
Playbox. Playbox Ooh. Game Station.
Yes.
All right, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to...
Not a real system.
Direct us here a little bit. We did have a question that you actually posted last week. And it was, what'd you guys do for Halloween, essentially, right?
Well, I posted it, yes, last week, we'll say.
Was it last week?
No, it was today.
It wasn't today. So, we got a couple of comments on this. And I know everybody knew we were going to be doing this week, because of the way things happen. But, as far as comments go, Glenn says, I was in Amsterdam dressed as a tourist. Fucking cocksucker. Kaysen says, didn't go out until Friday and dressed as the Mad Hatter. Matt said, hung out with you and Casey and went as myself. Not that you needed to know this.
On Wednesday.
And then,
you guys should have been there.
Jenny says, 3 parties and 1 bar hopping night was Little Red Riding Hood, Snow White, and a witch. And that's what we have so far. So, next week when this comes up, we will have a question. What was that question, Trent?
the question was, now that the year is drawing to an end and we've seen the release of some pretty good games, we're wanting to know, as we go into prepping our countdown list, what are like two of your games that are contender for Game of the Year for you? Or at least like two of your just favorite games so far this year.
So I'm going to start that off with Johnny. What's two games so far that you've played that would be on a top two list so far?
Oh, gosh. Well, since I would have to say Mass Effect for me is definitely the big one for me, but...
Well, that came out...
This year.
Was it this year?
Yeah, it was this year.
Okay,
February.
Yeah, it was.
February. And then now that just barely tapping into, like, if it continues the pace that it is, then Halo 4. And it just, for me, half of it's nostalgia, but, like, it already, I'm impressed with 343, so, I mean, it's that.
So, Holly, what about you?
I haven't played enough games to decide.
I have two?
Yeah, I haven't.
That's true. It's been a really hard year for you.
Yeah, it has.
So, Trent, what about you?
I've got three so far that I'm mulling around, and that is Mass Effect 3, of course. Yeah, I forgot that did come out this year. Before that, I had two others, and that was Dishonored. I was really anticipating to see.
Yeah.
And I was actually very happy with it, and I'm looking forward to the expansions that they have scheduled to come out. I think the first one's coming out this next month. And I think they have two or three more scheduled for early next year. So it's going to be just expanded on. The other one is definitely Assassin's Creed 3. Really impressed with it. I know there's going to be a lot of future for the game, for the DLC. Because, I mean, they just scratched the surface on the colonies, really, in the game. And because whenever you look at George Washington's map inside of the add-on book, it shows pretty much all the colonies stacked. And when you pull up the map, there's a lot of areas that they don't go to.
Right.
That you've got everything from like New Jersey that they don't go to, but it's on the map. They've got the Caribbean all mapped out and everything. They've got some of you go there a little bit in the game, but they've got just all this extra shit all on the eastern coast that's ready for easy DLC to be pumped into. Plus there's stuff that happened in those areas. You know, one of the achievements in the game that's listed is to do all of Benedict Arnold's missions. I never even ran into him playing the game, so I don't know where the fuck that's supposed to happen, so I have to go find out so I can go through and get that achievement. So there's a lot of shit that's just hidden, and I'm definitely going to see them expand a lot more on it. So, I mean, they've already got, what was it, the Tyranny of King George?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's one of the expansions that's out right now that looks really interesting. And
well, it hasn't released yet, but...
Yeah. But it looks really interesting, and I really want to jump on that when it comes out, so...
So, Trent, Vic, name two games that you're looking forward to, or two games.
You already know.
No. Wait, two games that you're anticipating for like a game of the year so far.
That's already out that you've already played.
Halo 4, even from what you just played, because it's freaking, the graphics alone are amazing. They went back to single wielding instead of dual wielding, which screwed up a lot of stuff when they did that. Skyrim for sure, like I could play that for years. I know, I'm saying I could do it again. It's that good. I don't know what else.
So you can't pick one more game from this year?
Mass Effect 3.
Mass Effect 3?
Yeah.
This might be another year where
it's
Mass
huge.
Effect
takes
it's huge and they haven't done anything wrong.
No, they really haven't. And people who were pissed about the ending, all they did was just expand the ending just to give you more detail. They didn't change anything.
It's a hell of a ride up to the ending.
Well, if you read a book and you're unhappy with the ending, you're like, fuck you, rewrite this book.
Yeah, exactly.
It's their story to tell. Fuck off if you don't like it. Like, you enjoy it.
Yeah, that's one thing I get really mad about. Because when I was working my old job, I read, I started reading the Mac Walters Mass Effect books, Ascension and all that. And I found time to start reading them here and there to finally get through them, and they're fucking awesome as shit. I wouldn't change a goddamn thing, and they really tell a really good story that ties in with the rest of the game. And when I got to Mass Effect 3's ending, I liked it. I kind of enjoyed this Abyss type, you know, here's your choice. You can do this, or you can do this, or this, you know. And they don't really tell you too much. You have to sit there and think it out in your head. And that's why I really enjoyed it. It's not going to tell you what's going to happen. You have to kind of make the decision based on what you know. Like, if you decide you want to control the Reapers, what's going to happen to other civilizations? If you decide to disperse yourself throughout the galaxy so everybody becomes part synthetic, part organic, what's that going to do? If you decide to destroy all synthetics throughout the galaxy, what's that going to do? You know, and you come to that realization, well, I'm going to destroy all the Reapers, but the Geths will be gone too. How sad, because they've changed. But then you also think, you know, at the last minute you realize, oh, wait, that means Edie is going to die too, which means I'm going to kill Joker's one love. So it becomes more personal at that point. And you have to make that choice. But you have to think it out. Don't bitch. They got more than what they fucking needed in the end of that. I don't mind the extended endings. They were pretty cool. But I didn't need them.
I'll say personally for me so far with this year in games, there's a couple of games that I'm looking out for to see how they turn out. Hitman.
Yeah.
I don't know how that's going to play out, and I don't know how...
Far Cry.
Yeah, Far Cry is going to turn out. I know that I had a lot of fun with Dark Souls again on the PC release.
Oh, yeah.
That's going to probably end up making it into my list somehow, some way. Just because, even though it's a re-release from last year. But so far this year, on stuff that I played that has definitely come out this year, Mass Effect 3 is definitely up there. Mm-hmm. Assassin's Creed so far is up there.
Joe, once you get to the end of that and you see what happens, it's going to be at the top of your list or at least somewhere in it.
Something that none of you guys have mentioned that I just realized is so incredibly good, Borderlands 2.
Oh, yeah, no, I forgot.
Jesus, I haven't touched it yet.
That game is amazing. See, I know that every single time that I go into it, no matter what I'm doing, I'm going to have fun. Every single time.
See, I'm all Assassin's Creed mode right now because I spent all weekend playing it for like 30, almost 30 fucking hours. So, yeah, I wanted to finish it before I went back to work because I took Friday off, you know. And so I was like, all right. I didn't take it off for Assassin's Creed. I took it off for something else. But I just ended up being Assassin's Creed as well. So
all in all, that's kind of what we're looking forward to. We don't know exactly what's going to happen. Far Cry 3 really could make it way up my list because that game looks really good.
No, I
hope they do that right.
And Hitman, if they do that really well, Hitman may make the top of my list personally because I love Hitman.
Yeah, Agent 47 is one of my favorite fucking video game characters, and I've always loved the Hitman games. So seeing where they go with that, since it's actually going to be a story-driven Hitman title rather than just doing random fucking contracts, going to actually continue off of Blood Money. It'd be nice.
So, with that being said, we'd like you to write in next week. Email us. You don't have to talk about this. Email us at teabag@tiltcast.com. Tell us what you think about the question or anything else. We'll talk about it on air. Random if you want.
Don't forget about Gauntlet.
Yeah, Gauntlet in 2 weeks is going to be Halo 4. We'll be playing it on Saturday night. A good majority of us are going to be on, so...
Yeah, which date is that? He's got a calendar on him.
When that smartphone of yours there?
Shut the fuck
up. You can just hit down in the bottom right...
Is it 2011 calendar is the same as 2012?
It's the 17th.
Alright.
So, which will be the week before we do something else. So anyways, be looking for more things. We're kind of getting back in our groove. The holiday season, probably the last week of every month. We're going to be doing something special, but we're going to pre-record it early because we want to make sure that we have the holidays for our family and we don't have to worry about our obligation with this.
Yeah, but we also want to make sure people have something for their obligations.
Right, but we know that people got to know that by this point, like up until last week, I had been on this show for every episode except for one, and it had been almost a year and a half since I'd taken off. And some of us, I know Trent has had a long time before he'd been off, and Holly had had a long time since she'd been off. And like the three of us really have been doing this a really long time.
Yeah.
No offense to Vic, but we've just been doing it for fucking forever, and we love doing it. It's just we got to have some breaks.
Well, he had 3 months off.
Yeah, but he sounds like he's.
I'll trade you.
Nah, I'm all right.
So, with that being said, though, did you have any more news, Trent?
No, Vic's gay.
Well, what else?
I like hair off, but it's too short.
That's why they do it.
I don't know. So, be like bald experts.
I'm going to go ahead and give you guys the skinny on some things that are coming out. Next
the short
week,
story of it?
The short story.
The short story?
So, on Wii U that's coming out this weekend, we're going to have Assassin's Creed 3 on Wii U. Call of Duty Black Ops, which I don't know if any of us are going to be playing. Sorry, guys.
I might get Black Hawks, too. Just to do it.
Mass Effect 3 is coming out on Wii U. Excuse me, Wii U.
Yeah, plus the trilogy pack launched this week.
Yep.
Yep.
In 2 weeks, we're going to have Assassin's Creed 3 on PC. We're going to have Hitman on all systems. So I say all systems. PS3, 360 on PC. And that's about it. Let's see. Anything else? Baldur's Gate re-release on PC on November 30th.
Nice.
So, and then I think it's the 4th of December. The first Tuesday in December, we're going to have Far Cry 3. So, with that being said, that's all the releases we got going on right now. War Z still in beta. We'll find out more about that later. Hawkins coming out. Oh, Hawkins coming out in December. Yeah. That's one I'm interested in.
Yeah.
There's another little bit of news that I should definitely say. If you have Halo 4 and you're playing, if you play 30-plus hours of multiplayer and then it keeps going up from there, if you continue doing that, within the month of November, Microsoft is actually giving you Microsoft points for it. But you have to play more than 30 hours of multiplayer. That's but it crazy. Goes from, like, I think it's like 100 Microsoft points to, like, all the way to, like, 600, something like that.
So at least 2 hours a day for 15 days, you're good.
Yeah, but that's like 600 Microsoft points.
Yeah, this mapped out.
I just think.
Yeah, 600 Microsoft points doesn't even buy you a fucking DLC for most things.
But still, I mean, that's you know, hours that you're going to play anyway. You might as well just try and do it all in November. It's free money. And then if you end up spending it on something else that has to do with Halo, mm-hmm. whether it be, you know, gear, outfits, whatever, you get points back for it as well. Like, if you spend, like, 1,500 points, you get, like, 200 just points back or something.
Yeah, the one thing I hate about Microsoft points is they're always so goddamn greedy when it comes to their promotional.
Well, it's supposed to go to real money here soon.
Yeah, but they don't really give you any incentive for doing it. Like, I'm on the Microsoft points rewards, so I go and I take surveys and crap and get 10 points here, 10 points. And whenever I cash it out, I usually have, like, 300 points. You know, I just stack them up and I go off and I buy little in-game things for, like, 100 points here and there. That I don't mind doing because it's not something where I'm on a time limit, number one, and I'm not having to invest like 30 hours.
Yeah, but this
something.
Isn't something that they have to do. This is just something that they've decided to do for people that are going to be playing. They're going to be putting those hours into it anyway.
I'm just saying,
for
30 hours of my time, I would expect more than 600.
Ladies and gentlemen, Holly, spokesperson of Microsoft.
Yeah.
How about you, like,
well,
$400
no,
for, like,
600, 600?
Like, suck my balls, and then that's after taxes.
No, the 600 Microsoft points, I'm pretty sure, was, like, 60-plus hours on multiplayer.
Fuck that, dude. Fuck that. I'm not...
Hey, no, you know what? There are a lot of people that would take advantage of that regardless of the price.
I know.
They're 12 and they live in their mom's basement.
Yeah,
exactly.
Or they're 30 and they live in their mom's basement.
They don't even have to be 12. We'll just throw that out there.
And they're just unemployed.
Yeah, they're just unemployed.
But still, I mean, you're going to spend that time on it anyway. You're just getting something back for time that you're enjoying. It's just like having a job that you enjoy. You're just not getting paid that much.
I'm told that they're doing it, but they're still like...
Yeah, I'm just saying that I think they should push for...
Here's your breadcrumb.
Yeah, I mean, like the highest that they got was, I believe it was 600, and that's what, like $7?
Yeah, but like I said, that's usually not even enough to buy one DLC.
Yeah, but they're giving up to 10 million points.
Yeah. Now, 10 million, that's enough to last you for a lifetime.
Well, no, I mean, that's spread out within, like,
right,
everyone.
That reminds me of Kung Pao right there. He's like, I've traveled many miles to find you.
If I want
how many miles?
Points, I just sell my fucking
10 million?
So here you go. All my gamer score plus 10 million points.
Coming have fun.
Yeah. All right.
So, are we good?
Yeah.
Okay. Ramped off.
Stitchy bastards.
So, anyways, you can find us at tiltcast.com. You can find us on Yahoo. You can find us on YouTube at The Real Tiltcast. You can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/tiltcast. Like us and love us. We'll be doing a contest soon? For Darksiders or something like that?
I don't know what we're doing.
Well, we'll figure that out soon. Also, find us on Stitcher. Just search Tiltcast. Find us on iTunes. Search Tiltcast.
Or Twitter.
Or Twitter at twitter.com/tiltcast. Holly checks that.
Yes, I do.
And, of course... Email us at teabag@tiltcast.com and tell us what you want to tell us. So with that, I'm getting the hell out of here.
Shout-outs?
Oh, yeah, shout-outs. Thank you. I haven't done this in a while.
I know.
Shout-outs. We have thecarouselpodcast.com. We have... No, it's not Alzheimer's. I just haven't done this in 2 weeks.
Old man.
I'm actually having to pull up our page to remember our shoutouts, and I'm horrible.
We have the BMF cast.
BMFcast.com. We have
NoQuarters.net.
We have Elseworlds Podcast, our friends here locally.
We have For the Love of Gaming at forlogpc.com.
We have NoQuarters.net.
I already said them.
And then we have tbgp.tv.
They do good things.
Hey, you remembered.
Yeah.
And we're going to name this episode Get the Fuck Out of Here. So
that's
we'll
probably
see.
What he was saying. And basically, they're just like, they do good things.
I will do my job. Interesting. Yeah. I was showing Johnny Five all the crazy shit earlier. I'll do it on the next episode. You have to fix your pants.
All right, so we will talk about this later.
All right.
See you guys later.
See you guys later.